So today is officially the 8th day, but also very likely the last day for activity. Eh? So there is no more evening chanting. Yeah? But anyway, we will chant the salutation before we continue the sharing. Yeah? Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava Buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay, let's pay respect to Pajama. Buddhang pujemi. Dhammang pujemi. Sanghang pujemi. Okay, yeah, can we sit? Okay, since Jubolian is not back yet, huh? We will continue with the sharing first. Huh? Who is next?
Suki Hoto, all Kalanamitas. Other deal also. Yeah, a lot of thank yous. Thank you, Brother Teo, for having retreats every year. It was one of the main goal spurts I had every year during cultivation. Every time I go through a retreat, a lot of changes, my character goes through a lot of changes. It's very conducive, and I think it is because of everyone who participate. I learn a lot, like from what Kalun say, from interactions, observation, playing a part, playing my role, and also the classes, obviously, and the reading of the book. On my own, I wouldn't get through the whole book, but at least every retreat, cover to cover. And then, yeah, so thank you all Kainamitas for being who you are, for having created such a honest and safe place to cultivate here together. Let's all cultivate towards freedom from such.
Thank you. So, next one, brother song. Oh, Alicia, I mean,
Priority assisting. In terms of the teaching, Priority Assisting apply 了很多这个 Dharma in the daily life ministry. 哇，让我看到了，第一次看到哇 Dharma 是这样子在 daily 里面的怎样的去 apply。 也这样子的才哇，更让我觉得 heedfulness 哦，这个heedfulness 是非常的重要。如果没有 heedfulness 就做不到，如果你做不到就不能够有这种 understanding， 然后会有这种的 wisdom。 然后就这次，然后有时我们在谈的时候，我又发现到一定要去 determine 的，去 cultivate 这个 daily mindfulness。所以我自己也好，make make 这是 aspirations。 所以我自己说，我一有时间，我去 aware 我的这个眼那个障眼。
That's very important.
因为这个
when you blink your eye, very few people can be aware. But when I look at you, the awareness look, any of you blink, I know.
所以当然在 daily 里面，在课程里面有 duty 的时候，就 fully 的去做那个 duty。但是当我一得空，我一在走路的时候，我都尽量的去 aware 回。有时那个 thought 来跑掉了，不用紧，然后一 aware 了以后就再拉回来。 这个就让我想到我以前刚开始做 Sati 的那个啊，做 bowing 的training，
对对对
哦，
对，
这个会这个啊 aware of 这个 eye springing 的，这个会比较 deep 的这个这个怎样讲呢 cultivation，
cultivation，
哦，那让我也我每一天都一直一直拉我自己回来，拉我自己回来，对啊，所以也会看到，诶，开始看到有一点不一样。啊，但是觉得只要再回去再 continue 哦，
对，
然后再有 faith 的去做的话，我
对，
相信这个是可以做到
做得到的，做得到。
的。嗯，然后也在这个因为这次的课程看到哇，我们很像一个 family 一样，哇，每一个人真的是都一直在互相的去 support，尤其在在 duty 方面，哇，看到很多人都很多的。啊，brother sister 都跑来厨房里面，都是来帮忙哦。然后大家一有什么都是一直的互相的去 support each other，哇，真的是看到真的是不一样
不一样，
啊。那还有就每一次尤其我这几年，我每一次上这种 retreat，我会把这整个 retreat 来 review，我每次去 reflect 说，如果这个 retreat 是我的这个 whole life，在这个9天里面。那么我这个9天里面，我有怎样的 reaction，我有怎样的 sankhara，然后我会去看，然后我会再慢慢的去 adjust。那么我以前我会，哇，真的是以前那个 reaction 会很大，以前的 reaction 很大，然后也很累，一直要去睡觉。那么这次会觉得，诶，不一样，会比较的能够attentive 的一直 follow brother 的你的这个 sharing。那么这一次这个整个的 retreat，那个 reaction 没有以前这样的 strong 的，
That is good sign.
就 even 他来也知道，有时你看到他哇要去要去那个 retreat 来 react，你也知道吧，你就去做 deep 深呼吸，让他慢慢的在 subside 所以我觉得这是个很好的一个 training。然后也可以从这整个的这个retreat 里面，在这个 daily 里面，一直去 aware，因为这个的 condition 是很好因为我们没有跟外面的去 interact，是我们比较容易的去往我们的里面去看，所以我就在这个9天里面，我就开始抓到了怎样的去 stabilize 这个 daily life 的事情。
刷的，
所以我就觉得我有了这个 idea，然后我就知道回去就要懂得这样的继续的再去再去做，再去 cultivate。我也觉得这个 cultivation 是与其不是对我们这个 awareness 的这个cultivation，那个 understanding 一定是非常的重
非常的重
要。
要。
我们 understand 了，我们才知道去做
对，你才有那个 understanding
对，怎样的去 cultivate。
去 cultivate and go and live life, it become a living reality. 因为 the truth is always within the moment, in the midst of life. 如果你不能够 in the midst of life become heedful, you cannot see the nature's operation of the what they call panchayamas, especially the spiritual niyamas, or what we call the right view with regards to the law of mind, then the law of Dhamma, and of course the main one is the law of Karma. Law of Karma take a long time to comprehend because there are too many variations, a lot of condition all different living being, their background, their karma, their conditioning, their belief system, all very different. So once you understand all this, your mind becomes different. That's why you will come to know if I'm not heedful in the midst of life, like the Buddha said, how can you cope with life? You can't. Then every time you will think, you will wonder, like the Trinity triangle. You always live in the thought, the thinking. So mindfulness is to break away that what they call momentum of thinking. Then when you can be aware of the eye blinking over there, then your hand movement, everything. Means every time you're aware, you're not thinking. Every time you're aware, until it becomes a flow. That's why I determined to do it. I intend very seriously. Every time aware, like you come to know, every time you are aware that you are not aware, bring it back. Aware that you are not aware, bring it back. Then every time you forgot, to like be aware of all these activities, means you are lost in thought already. So that is the one that make me understand that I determine to be aware all the time. So I do until the energy at the heart here. Oh, yeah. Then the heart open up. It make me aware on its own. Yeah. That's why within 2 weeks, the mindfulness come. Then after that, I realize my bowing, everything is in sati. Then throughout the day, more or less, I mindful. Even walking, like I say, going to office, wake up. Immediately, I aware, lying down for sure. Then I aware how I started the day. Normally, we take away our comforter or our blanket. Then sometimes the tactile, like your urine or pee, you need to go to toilet. That one will create the very strong tactile sensation. Then because it's so habitual, you just rush there. Then you got no time to be aware of all the movement. But when I did that thing, no matter how urgent, I don't rush. I mindfully move my hand, I aware. Then comforter, I put it to one side. Then how I come up, sitting posture, how my leg come down, how I stand up, how I walk, how I reach the toilet door, how I take my hand, the movement, then how I turn and how I move it. Everything is like a flow. Then how I do all the other thing inside, you don't need to describe. Because you need to answer nature's call. Then everything away, relax. Very natural one. No need to be like very tense or forget about it. You just relax and just away. Then it will come. Then after that, pay respect. Do my religious routine, morning, night. Then between throughout the day, I do. Then when I want to go to office, then I go for breakfast or what, I mindfully eat and away. Then how I come out from the chair, from the meal, how I go to the kitchen to wash, all this movement, all away. Then when I finish, I will go and wear my socks, my shoe, fully away. Then after that, take my car key. Then how I open the door, how I walk out, open the gate, lock back, fully aware, not lost in thought. Then how I move to the car. Then my hand, how I use the key to turn. Now is remote control, as you can. Then even if you press remote control, make sure you're aware. Then after that, how your hand go and open the door. Everything is mindful, it's like a flow. Then you pull out, how your body going. That body that go in, you can be fully aware. And how you close like the door. Most people don't pay attention to all this. Then after that, I will sit, then I check the mirror, everything, fully aware. Then after that, I start my car. Then when I start my car, the awareness is different because you are aware. Wow, the way you engage your gear or very small when you're mindful, then you will like everything under control. So when you develop this mindfulness, you become very different. Then you no need to hurry on. Like a lot of things slow down for you to see. So you should train until that extent. Then your daily mindfulness will come. Blinking out the eye is one of the things. Okay? Then every time you pay respect, mindful. Every time you like, Buddha said, standing aware, looking forward aware, turning, stretching, putting on your dressing or whatever aware. Take bath also, fully aware, understand? How you get ready for bath. Then how you actually, whatever, I don't need to describe all that. Then when you take your bath also, silent everything. How the shower come, how the water shower or how it flow onto your body. Then when you're aware, you will be very surprised. You become so sensitive. Even after your shower finishes, you just stand there. Don't do anything. The water that is dripping down, flowing, you can aware of the sensation, everything. Very clear. Then you can decide what you want to do. Then when you want to come out or what, you can decide. So fully aware. Then when you take your towel, you want to dry up or what, fully aware. Then how you, after that, comb your hair or whatever. Yeah, then do all the things that you need to do. That's why mindfulness and awareness need to be tied to your daily life within your routine. So if you can be mindful most of the time, that is the beginning. Then this will sustain itself, become a living reality. Okay?
OK，谢谢 Bradio 啊，也非常感谢啊每一个 Garanita 在这个在这个 retreat 里面的 contributions， 能够让整个的这个我们的这整个的 retreat 圆满哦，所以非常的谢谢大家，也好。
啊，对 ，Let's use our side. OK， 宝兰，你回来了，你 continue。
Bradio， 我这一次也从那些有进步的 Garanita 里面。我前两天 realize 到说，我看到他们的风光，在前面的风光，我也可以隐隐more or less I can also feel 他们背后的 effort。
Yeah。
就好像Sister Bo Cheng how serious
yeah, yeah,
got in the car，
yeah, yeah.
Alicia 这样，他们有很多 effort，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
他们有进步。
Not only effort, determination and faith。
对。
Because like Bo Cheng Ang, one very simple question. When you listen to Bradio, are you joyful? Are you alert? Means not sleeping. That is a sign. You can't find the joy. You are not attentive. Means what? You are not ready to receive this truth. Understand? But it doesn't interest you that much. So the way you must go ahead from what you have reflected and contemplated is to write it down. Alicia, Po Cheng, and all these people like Man Yuan, or how they actually become what they are now, where they improve to understanding. You trace back all to understanding, and they follow exactly what I said. Faith very important. Relax, maintain. So like relative say, do a spiritual check. What did you don't have that make you what you are, and what they have that make them what they are? And then try all these things that you don't have. What you must do it like the right effort. What is the third right effort? Right effort to develop the virtue, the right thought that is still not in you, understand not? That is basic right effort. You don't do that, you cannot progress. Then tell yourself, if I don't change, I will be the same. I will not progress. So all this give you faith, drive you. Understand? All this sharing is to give you faith and yourself so that you determine. Very good. Okay, continue.
Brother, I have a question. I'm not a person who easily relax by nature. So that day when I meditate there, lying down, at some point, I can feel my body is very... I woke up from a nap. I can feel my body, the bottom part here, I'm lying. It's very heavy, stiff. And I also know my fingers, my thumb also very stiff. So, Kayamita used to say, relaxation got many levels.
Yeah. Many stages.
The deeper you go will be the best. So, it was so stiff. So, I know it's not the right way to do, but naturally, I move my finger a little bit. Still, I know my whole body. I was asking myself, you are lying down. The bench is supporting your weight. Why still so stiff? So my question to Bradio is, how am I going to
very good
relax the body?
Very good. Your question will help you and help a lot of people. Very easy. You know why? Because you think a lot. No. You think a lot. When you think a lot, you preoccupy that thinking. Then you worry and all this stress out. Then you don't know how to relax. Totally don't know how to relax. I teach you a very simple one. When you find you got problem sitting, lying down on the bench, everything not relax. You know what you do? Just go for a walk. Go for a very relaxed walk, like no pressure, nothing, to take a walk. You know he's taking a walk. Huh? Means no pressure. You relax, you enjoy whatever you see, whatever you hear, then you reflect. Whatever that comes to your conscience, you reflect. You don't believe, you give a try. When you naturally relax and just walk, nothing to bother you and that. You are not thinking nothing. You just want to go for a walk, understand? Going for a walk is to relax, understand? That's why a lot of people need to go jogging, need to go out to make themselves tired so that they can rest, understand? But for you, I would suggest be natural, go for a walk. Then you find out. Well, in the early days, I realized before I know the Dhamma, I went for all those 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, sometimes also 9 days retreat. When I was there, I realized not only me, a lot of people got a lot of pain and all those things. So initially, you don't understand. Of course, I have faith, I determined to see, but the pain keep on coming. That time I haven't break free. Then you know what I do. I see a lot of people, they're not make noise. Fart also, they're not fart. Because they play sales, you know, so unnatural. You know. When you are like that, you become very unnatural. Natural means do everything in a relaxed manner, just naturally go about doing it. So what I did was, I tell myself, this is not the way. I go for a walk. Well, when I go for a walk, it's like a relief. No need to sit inside there with a leg crossed. So when I go for a walk, I realize, wow, my mind was so creative. I can hear the breeze and all those things, then like hear the nature. You feel very good. I can easily prove to you. Now, you ask those who went for a walk outside, are they relaxed? Huh? Take photo, joy, or say, understand? Or? The only thing is, they are relaxed, but they are not fully aware or strongly aware, understand? Or? Yeah, they don't know how to make use of it. But if you relax, take a walk, you relax automatically. Every part also no stress, yeah? No problem. You don't have heedless thinking. That's why retreat is allow you to see it. Where you come to the environment where it's very tranquil. Then this tranquility, yeah, the conducive environment, allow you to have a calm and peaceful mind. If here also you cannot be peaceful, I ask you one question, you go back home. You sure, cow like on. Then now you think you retire already better. But in your own note, you say you become more wow. Means what? People retire like Papa Sui last time, you asked her. She determined to retire and go full time, he called it. She went to Fa Ku San, she went a lot of places. Understand? Then she wants to develop her understanding. That is faith. Understand? But of course, she got some, what they call, past karmic thing. Understand? That condition her like very eager to progress. That one is actually a hindrance. We have that mind that one. Then he saw everybody, some have progressed. Then he determined so hard. To her, it's like no progress. But all this is from the past and that conditioning. So that eagerness to progress, the hindrance. But that is your old thinking. I already said three things. Have faith, be sincere, persevere. Don't try to know. Don't worry about when you progress. When you progress, you will know. That's why later on I explained to her. Then I think she understands. And slowly, slowly she is developing. Then based on the understanding, now the stress is step five. Stability of mindfulness, sati sampajana. You must do it. You don't do it at the best. You stay at the second turning wisdom, the sama, contemplative, reflective. That one can help you a bit in life. But it's not the answer. So remember, whatever they have, you don't have, write down. There is a spiritual check according to virtue, which is regular. Then work towards it. Then determined to change, right? Now Jin Hao also know. But, if people can do, you can do. Man Yuan also can do. Yeah. Understand? So, okay, continue. Yeah.
Bro, okay, one more question. That day we are chanting, don't know what sutta, I was flood and topper, so I was keep asking myself, When is going to finish? When is going to finish? Ingvi was chanting.
Oh, Dhamma Chakka Pavattana Sutta.
Oh, the first.
There is your coming of suction from the past.
Okay. Again, this afternoon when I was chanting here, down there was chanting also in the main shrine.
Yeah.
So many say, wow, very soothing.
Yeah.
What happened for me was when I was meditating here, and I hear the chanting there, even I am from Chinese background, I feel very irritated, you know. So when the chanting finish, then I can really feel
relief,
relief, and the meditation is more supposed to
so
be.
Now
so
see.
My question is brought to you. You see, in my house, if I doing meditation, outside is a few people morning exercise also. Unless they play the song, they sometimes play song one. So it's a bit irritating to me. If they are doing exercise, I'm okay with it. So my question is, when I hear all this, I'm irritated, which I'm supposed to be, not to be as a Buddhist. So is it coming obstruction?
Okay, wait. First, step by step. You yourself said, irritate.
Yes.
What must you do? What did I teach you? Mindful, six internal, six external basis. Trace the origination factor. Ayo, hearing. Is your reaction through your habitual tendency? Where you got a preference. You like certain type of music, you like certain type of vibration, but you don't like all those. But to you, it's noise. It's your conditioning. Understand? That's why you asked Pak Master, you know. Last time, he's not a very loud one. Very, very loud one. Oh. But how come for me, okay? Yeah, I just relax into it and be with it. Understand? Nature is nature. Always remember. Condition like that, things will like, he was very tired, especially the first 2 days. Where he drove and all those things. Oh. But this round, I can sense, it proved a lot. He didn't like last time, straight away go down. Wow, the orchestra very loud. Now it's different. And the last few days, the snoring all differently, more toned down, more. Then most of the time he can be aware. Most of the time he can be aware. So this is what improvement is about. So how you adapt to it is very important. Even Sui An. Not bad, Sui An actually. Sui An also never complained before about reductive analysis because we understand. So you have to learn. It's like that. You sleep next to reductive, I tell you. next room was okay. Very loud. But this round, much, much less already. And more differently. Yeah? He developed, he know how to relax. He know how to maintain awareness already. Otherwise, he cannot do that. Otherwise, I remember last time, the moment he switched off the light and he go down. Wow. Like you go into meditation. Within 1 minute, you go in. He 1 minute, he snore. and non-stop. That one, very, very loud. Because he was tired and his body is like that. So he is the way he is. Then you got two choices. Develop aversion. Like you say, disturb you and all say. So who disturb you? You disturb yourself and through your wrong view, your delusion, your condition. Why can't you like God be with it? Cannot. Be with that snoring. Why you want to label it as snoring means that disturbing me? The rain fall will ask permission not to make noise. That's why I like awning sound. I like awning sound. Because the vibration actually make me like very good, and I like to sleep during this because it's like a meditative thing. I be with it, then I like to stay with it. So this is how you develop it. Understand? Did I teach you six internal, six external sense bases? Did I say trace origin? Hey, you say hearing What is all those things? Trace means what? Silent, like the Buddha say, aware. When the mental hindrance that has not arisen, how it arrives, if you silent and aware, you will know. But if you don't have the stability of mindfulness yet, Then when this dislike aversion come, make you agitated, restless, then you start silent, aware, be with it. Third way, understand now. Then it will go away. It will cease. But you don't do any of this. You see, when it ceases, means you know what? All this external sense data that imprints on your hearing consciousness is actually nature, like the physics experiment. Then in the hearing, there's only the hearing consciousness. No one to hear. But you go and cling and attach. The ego say annoying, disturbing. Understand? That's how delusion. So when you trace the orientation factor, means somebody, he is the way he is, he sleep, he snore, then that snoring, the vibration very strong, hit your eardrum. Then you don't have right view, you cannot accept the reality of the moment. So you are not at peace. Then you react, you stir, you create mental hindrance, dislike. Understand? Even Mahayana chanting also cannot take it. You know Mandarin. Now that one is coming. Understand? But people snoring is not coming. Don't simply get everything also my karma. Eh? See? So, how come you have that right view? Because you also snore.
Yeah.
So, use the same approach. You can withstand snoring, means all this sound is nothing, understand? Clear now. Why? Well, when you want to sleep, you hear people snoring, you cannot sleep miserable. Meditation. You want a good meditation. No wonder, that craving, that one thing. So I want to progress. Want to like be other, but you don't have the quality that other have. So that is a spiritual check. Write it down, then work on it, work on it, work on it. Very good. That's why your question help people, help yourselves. Anything else? No, okay. Then we pass. No, no, pass to Alicia first. Then Jayanta.
Hello, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kaiwan Mita. 感恩这次我能够参与这个禅修, 因为还没有到出发那一天,我也觉得有一点点, you know, but I make aspiration, I want to come. But 因为 due to 我的 busy schedule, 我也不知道我能不能适应, 因为从来就没有, you know, after 3-4年都没有离开家,
对对,
这个所谓的8天, 然后, 我一来到, 我一 pay respect, 大家都看到我的 reaction, 我就在哭, 然后接下来就是, 很多的 energy 在我身上, 在抖, 我也不懂得怎样去 handle, 可是我就记得 Brad 就讲, relax 啦,
relax.
OK 咯, 就 relax 咯, so, 他就是可能是佛菩萨的 guide.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They are nature.
因为我一跟 毗卢遮那佛一就跟他一 request 他就很容易躺下去就这样就
meditate.
So, meditate, and then 而且有一天我不是跟 Brad 就讲 energy flow into 我的 gateway. 然后之后他就让我睡了好多个小时.
Yeah, yeah, 对.
然后我出来哦, 我整个那个 energy, 现在他那个 heart 的 vibration 是很 很细，那个很细啊，不会像我来前那个这样，哇，抖到我很有点不习惯。对，然后当我从那个出来之后呢，我觉得我更加的静了，不是？对，
because with that transformation for 菩萨的那些，因为你的 faith very strong, especially 地藏王菩萨 you got affinity, then for 菩萨 Virochana Buddha, then 还有观世音 and other great being. 因为你有 faith, then 你前世 actually 是有修过的, but 因为那个 karmic debt you had to pay back, that's why 你要经过那个 17年 的 depression, 那个是还债的, then you need to wait for causes and conditions to meet me. But that one is also because of what you had done in the past. Like this line, after you understand the Dhamma, you bring a lot of people to the Dhamma, you go and ask LC to come and all. Then you help a lot of people, and you 开导很多人. Then Freddy also changed. And so whatever condition that you manifest to help people, this will bring about causes and conditions for you to find the true teacher when the time comes. So this karmic debt you have to pay. Now this one is severe. So better to pay. And since you have paid, it's very good. Then after that, you have a lot of gratitude. You understand what is wrong. Then you change. This one 就做功课的, change, understand? No more negative thought, no more wrong thought. Then she herself tell me, the best to come out of it is go and help people, do something good. Then like go and do whatever, 义工也好, 什么也好, 自己也好, then rejoice. Then whoever you perceive with joy, you perceive with understanding, with love. Like the Metta Sutta, or not Metta Sutta, the Metta book that I wrote. Whomsoever I look at with the eye of love. Understand? Cannot. Then no aversion. Whatever I hear with the understanding or with the mind of love. Then develop joy, radiate love, radiate Metta. So she started to do gratitude, kanan, and all those things, that expression of thanks. Then she become different. Then she realized the whole thing turned. Then when the time come, because the faith, she progressed very fast. You don't underestimate what the great being's nature energy is. When you have that affinity, because I taught her and a lot of karmita to seek the blessing, protection and guidance of all these great beings. Remember? So because of that, when you have faith, you are sincere, you will connect on. It's just like the saying, if your faith is so strong, you will move heaven. What is heaven? Nature. So all this will manifest. That's why when she told me the gateway opened up the tunnel, then the energy went in. 4 or 5 hours, though, she become like very quiet, very still, like sleep, rested. That's why it can be done. So this is what awareness-based cultivation is. And you realize that she keep on helping in the kitchen. Do a lot of things. Then make drinks for me. Yeah? Then attend to a lot of things. This is what a person who has developed the cultivation, right? They will know how to do all this because they have gratitude. Last time when she didn't know, you know, last time when she started the retreat, she did not go retreat because of the depression on it. So I remember she only managed to make it when I conduct. Yeah. Then she was okay. Then the next retreat, I think by Achana Chaloa, you know, halfway through, he called me. He said, I want to go home, I can't. He cannot take it, understand? Because he's not familiar and not used to it, and he doesn't know what is going on. Because that time he hasn't learned the Dhamma. Yeah. But after that, keep on coming to a class, chase after Suyan for that thing, constantly listen to the Dhamma. That one transformed her, change her, and connect her back. That's why after that, she progressed very fast. Then she go and read Mandarin, because she is Mandarin educated, and her Mandarin is better. That's why when she read the Fofa, the Mandarin, she can understand very fast. Based on what I teach, you read the sutta very fast. If you don't come to me and listen to what I explain, you read sutta Mahayana, especially the book you want, catch no more, unless your past very special. So this is what is possible. So have faith. Sadhu, very good.
Radio, actually, 我每一次来retreat，我抱着的心态不是有什么收获啊，有什么的experience 啊，我只抱着一个心态，能够怎样的融入大家，在一个大家庭里面，怎样的 harmony 啊，就是之类的，能够帮到人啊，就可以奉献的啊，我只想着这一些。可是出乎意料的，我每一次都有收获的。Yeah，very
good 收获。 You know why? Because she has a lot of gratitude. She developed a lot of virtuous thought, wholesome thought. Because she kena depression before that, she checked back. Almost 100% is all wrong thought during that time. That's why she become like so chronic, so depressed, and the condition becomes so bad. The immune system went down, the gastric, everything. Last time, the Filipino friend, I remember Teddy, when he saw Alicia recover that time, he said, "Wow, you become different." Then Alicia told him, I got one teacher. Then that Teddy, I want to get to know him. He's a Christian. He came and talked to me. He told me, he said, "Mr. Teo, I don't know who are you, but I would like to know more about you and how you managed to get Alicia turned around. Last time I came and visit Freddie, asked Freddie and her to go out for dinner together. She cannot because the ulcer, gastric and all things. She got no life on it. Your daddy is also quite a good Christian. He got a lot of Christian virtue. He has a lot of love and compassion also. Then he understands. He's a very simple person, but intelligent person. Then he likes to associate with people who are wise, who has the understanding. That's why he talked to everybody, you know. Buddhist, Hindu, or what? He said he wants to understand. So because of that, people outside can see you. Then later when Elsie came, I say, "Why you all come?" Then Elsie told me, the sister saw that she completely changed. You're so different from last time. That's why Elsie has faith. So all these are living example. That's why this Dhamma is a living Dhamma. 70-year depression can just turn around. Last night, insomnia, go to see doctor, given all the, what they call, sleeping pill. You call it what? What is it?
Antidepressant.
No, antidepressant or antidepressant. It makes you sleep, one. No, tranquilizer. That day I just mentioned, I cannot remember. Tranquilizer. Like rebalance your hormone. Because sometimes the fear, the panic attack, then the depressive state. First is let you sleep, then balance your chemical imbalance, then talk to you. When somebody talk to you, especially in psychiatry, then you can pour out, you feel better. But then you depend on him. Every time you have to see him and all those things, take the medication. So that has been going on for many years. Then when she recovered, she tried to like do away the medication. Finally, able to. I said she was full of joy and she came and tell. But they 不用吃药了. For so many years.
Sad. 吃了药就睡觉，然后就吃饭，然后又吃了药又睡觉，所以是没有 life 的。And to cut the story short, actually, 真的，如果你没有佛法，你是不可能只是靠吃药而走出来，这样肯定自己本身要 determine 的走出来。因为在我很 down 很 down 的时候，我就是在吃药那一段时间。 我也有起伏啦，就是上下上下，好了几年，然后又来 ，you know， 就是本来就讲的，你没有真正的去了解佛法，
yeah.
你是不可能
not a full solution，
yeah, 就是不是一个根根治的一个方法，它只是在社会这样走走的，然后一个大浪盖过来，你就要去了这样子，所以。再来就是民生跟我讲 brother deal 的时候，我第一句就说我去，我看我跟他有没有缘，所以其实这个是 destiny 了，我跟 brother deal 的姻缘是 destiny 了，所以我最近我也是感觉到我自己有点不一样，这不一样的是你每一件事情你要怎样去。 去resolve 啊，就是你里面好像知道要怎样做，一下子就去做，而且很最奇怪的是 Brazil， 你每一件东西，你想着的是别人了，不
对
是你
对
自
对
己。然后，因为在这之前哦，我不是有跟 Brother report 过，心系众生，
对对，心
利
系
益
众生，
众生，对不
对
对？
对对。
可是他真的好像在 manifest 哦，Brother 现在开始一直，然后慢慢走向那个
对，
方
那
向。
个是你的菩萨法
对，
现
所
出来的。
以我是借着这个机会，跟海洋米大讲，只要我们用我们的心真心的付出，就是在这个就是我们以佛菩萨为一个 example 啦哈，然后走着走着走着，我们会踏上那个成佛的大
对，
道
大道，
哦。So，我希望留下下面的时间给其他的凯恩米拉去分享哦。感恩 Brother，
好的，
我
好的，
要跟
Let us
Brother，我
rejoice。
要 pay respect 给 Brother，感恩 Brother，Brother 就好像我的父母，就是 Brother Mrs. Stewart 就好像我的拜师父母，因为他让我重生，明白？感恩啊，OK。
Sadhu, rejoice. Okay, sadhu, rejoice. So this is good sharing. You know why after she changed, all this can happen? Because she got a lot of gratitude. Then she determined to actually help people. Then, like you say, you don't think of yourself, you think of others. Means what? When there is condition to manifest to help or what, she will do. That's how it changed. And the other thing, because of what she say, I know very likely manager say, he and she and the 地藏王菩萨很大的缘分的。哦，a lot of things. That one you got condition maybe Alicia will share. He and this 地藏王菩萨，he doesn't know even who 地藏王菩萨 is on last time. Then the chanting came to her. Actually, it's the 地藏经的 chanting. Then he went to 那个安邦的什么那紫云洞啊，登彼岸，sorry，登彼岸，I forgot it，登彼岸了。Then he said suddenly, for no reason, something asked her to go in front of that great being. And he didn't even know that it's 地藏王菩萨。Then the chanting came. Then after that, he found on the internet, 原来是地藏王。So what is 地藏王？The vow is very heavy. Out of compassion, he is even willing to go down to the hell and liberate living being, sentient being. That's why her compassion starts to come out already. Because she has this type of cultivation before. But karmic is karmic. You have to pay back, you have to pay back. And you have to wait for condition, causes and condition. Like Hui Neng, 无主 fish it, patriarch, 跟他讲, you cannot straight away come out. Lie low. Then he lie low 16 years with the hunters. That's how. Because when condition is not there, you come out also no use. There is no condition for the Dhamma to take off. It's just like 1989 and 2204. Also 15 years. I didn't do anything. I just wait for causes and conditions. Unless there are causes and conditions, the nature won't come out. So all this you can understand and you can see. Okay? Let's rejoice. Okay, Dr. J.
Today, Bratio. My dearest Kanamitas. Sorry, I'm late, Bratio, because just now was setting up the dining table. So before that, short announcement. Those later going for Lim Tea, Sifu suggests you either take the lift or you go downstairs, go until our hall, go into the door, and our things are all there behind. But don't touch the place really, because they already set up all the eight. I mean, as the food together set up all the eight tables and 80 chairs. So please don't touch them. Very tiring. Carry from the staircase down. Okay, so first of all, Bratio, thank you very much to you, to Sister Padma Sri, and all the organizers, because I think condition really needed for me to be here. If I was going through that scam thing alone in Malacca,
Very stressful.
yes, relative. And the thing is, that time when I was driving down to Ipoh, I tell myself, "Ayo, Janta,
really just you buy you come to Canada, you still want to go and get a dog. But that it happened, and
yeah,
thank you
yeah.
everyone for supporting me. And sorry, I being the youngest here, I you know being very naughty, running around trying to get things right. But I very 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 thank you. That's it. Time meter is so important.
Mm,
yeah,
yes.
You find that in a local or any Buddhist society. This time meter is so strong, and that's why I felt the sense of belonging here.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
So
all catch up with all the thank you thing. But to my second part of the sharing, please allow me to chant Anatta Lakkhana Sutta.
Oh, no problem.
So my dear courteous commenters, please turn to page 42.
Yeah.
Okay. I try my best, of course, but I used to be a chanter like Brother Danny Day all. Mm-hmm. Then I find the chanting like a form dharma, but so I slowly put it down, and as and when I needed only I chanted.
I find this
even bring far.
Correct.
Okay. So let us compose our mind, and we will recite Vandana first. Homage to Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Attana lakkhana sutta. Yantang satehi dukena neyang anatta lakkhanam attavadatta sanyānam Samma deva vimocanam sambuddho tam pakasesi dita sacana yoginam utarim pati vidaya bhavetum jnana muttamam yante sandita damanam Nyanenu paparikattam sabba savehi cittani vimucchimsu asesato tata jnananusarena sasanam katumicchatam sadunam atasiddhata tattam tam sutantam banamase Iwang me sutang ikang samayang bhagava bara nasiyang viharati isipatane migataye tatrako bhagava panchavagye bhikkhu amantesi rupang bhikkhave anatta Rupancha hidang bikave ata abavisa na hidang rupang abadaya samvateya labeta cha rupe evang me rupang hotu evang me rupang mahositi Yasma chako bhikkhave rupang anatta asma rupang abadaya samvatati na cha labhati rupe evang me rupang hotu evang me rupang ma ahositi vedana anatta Vedana cha hidang bhikkhave atta abhavisa na hidang vedana abhadaya samvateya labeta cha vidanaya evang me vedana hotu evang me vedana ma ahositi yasma cha ko bhikkhave vedana anatta Asma vedana abhadaya samvatati na cha labhati vedanaya evang me vedana hotu evang me vedana mahositi sanya anatta sanya chahidang bhikkave atta abhavisa Naidang sanya abadaya samvateya labeta cha sanyaya evang me sanya hotu evang me sanya maho siti yasma cha ko bhikkave sanya anatta tasma sanya abadaya samvatati Naca labati sanyaya, evang me sanya hotu, evang me sanya maaho siti. Sangkara anatta, sangkara ca hidang bhikkave atta abhavi samsu, naidang sangkara abadaya samvateyum. Labeta cha sankarisu evang me sankara hontu evang me sankara mahin sunti yasma cha ko bhikkave sankara anatta tasma sankara abhadaya samvatanti na cha labhati sankarisu Evang me sankara hontu, evang me sankara maahin sunti. Vinyanang anatta, vinyanan chahidang bhikkave atta abhavisa, naidang vinyanang abhadaya samvateya, labeta cha vinyane, Evang me vinyanang hotu, evang me vinyanang maho siti, yasma cha ko bhikkave vinyanang anatta, asma vinyanang abhadaya samvatati, na cha labhati vinyane. Evang me vinyanam hotu, evang me vinyanam maaho siti. Tam king manata bhikkave, rupang nichang va nichang vanti, anichang pante, yang pana nichang dukkang va tam sukang vati, dukkang pante. Yang pana nichang dukang vipari nama dhammang kalanutam samanu pasitum etang mama eso hamasmi eso me atati no ba no hetang bante tam kim manyata bhikkave vedana nicha va anicha vati anicha bante Yang pana nichang dukang vatam sukang vati dukang bante Yang pani chang dukang vipari namadamang kalang nutang samanupasitung Etang mama eso hamasmi eso me atati no hetang bante Tan kinchi manata bhikkave Sanya nicha va anicha vati anicha bante yang pana nichang dukang va tam sukang vati dukang bante yang pani chang dukang vipari nama damang kalanu tang samanupasitum etang mama eso hamasmi eso me atati No hetang bante, tam kin manata bhikkave sankara nicha va anicha vati anicha bante, yang pana nichang dukang vatang sukang vati Sugup kang bante yang pani chang dukang wipari nama damang kalang nutang sama nupasitun etang mama eso hamasmi eso mi atati no hetang bante tang king mana tabi kawe Vinyanang ni changwa ani changwati ani chang bante yang pana ni chang dukang va tam sukang vati dukang bante yang pani chang dukang vipara vipari nama damang kalanutang samanupasitun Itang mama iso hamas mi iso me atati no he tang bante asma tiha bikawe yan kinci rupang ati pana gata pacu panang ajatam wa bahida wa olari kam wa suku mam wa hinam wa panitam wa Yang dure santi ke satang rupang netang mama ne so hamas mi na me so atta ti ewa metang yata butang sama panya yata tapam ya kaci vedana atita na gata pacu panya ajata wa bahita wa Olarika wa sukuma wa hina wa panita wa yadure santike wa sapa vedana netang mama neso hamasmi na meso atati ewa metang yata putam sama panyaya datapang ya kaci sanya ati tanagata pacupana Ajata wa abida wa olarika wa sukuma wa kino wa panita wa yadure santike wa sadasanya netang mama niso hamasmi na meso atati ewa metang yata butang sama panyanya ya datapam Ye kese sankara atipana gata pacupana ajata wa abhita wa olarita wa sukma wa hina wa panita wa ye dure santike wa sabe sankara ne tamma neso hamasmi nameso atati Ewa metang yata butang sama panyanya yata tabang. Yan kinci binyanang ati tanagata pacupanam ajatam wa bahita wa. Olarikam wa sukumam wa hinam wa panitam wa. Yan duresan kite wa sabtang winayang. Netang mama neso hamasmi na meso atati ewang metang yata butam sama panyaya adatabam ewang pasam bikawe sutwa arisa vako rupasmin pinibindati vedanaya pinibindati sanyaya pinibindati Bindati sankare sutini bindati vinyanasmin pinibindati nibindam virajati virada vimuchati vimuttasmin vimuttam iti nyanam hoti jina jati umisittam bamacharyam Patang hari ini, patang karani yang paparam, kita tayati pajanati di. Idam maho cebhagawa, atamana panca bagia biku, bhagavato basitang abinantun. Imasmin cha panaviya karanasmin banamane panchavagiya nam bikunam anupadaya asavehi chitani vo mechin suti. Etena sacha vachena sotite hotu sabada. Etena sacha vachena sabaroko vinasatu. Etena sacha vachena hotu te jaya mangalam. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you, Brother.
Okay, so next one. Pass the mic over. I'll see. Yeah, sadhu. Push it out. I'll see.
Good evening, everyone.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brother Teo, for creating this good condition for everyone to be here for the beautiful retreat. So this time, I find this retreat is really very good. This is the third time that I'm attending the retreat. I think quite a number of years. Before that, I share some of my experience. So every time when I look at Alicia, actually, I see the beauty of the dark.
Sadhu.
So she's totally transformed.
Yeah.
Knowing her for so long, you know. So this time we, I think I'm more relaxed in my meditation. Because probably because of the conducive environment here.
And the condition.
So it's not like it's not like when I'm back in KL, every time when I do meditation, very easy to fall asleep. For the first two days here retreat, I still fell asleep. But subsequently, I felt very relaxed. And very composed. Even after my snoring sound, I find the difference after the first snoring.
Then you're aware.
I still aware.
Good.
Because
that's really good.
Sometimes last time I try to stay awake sometimes, you know. So whereas I didn't put in any effort here. So I just relaxed. It was so relaxed.
Yeah, sadhu. That's very good.
First snore, second snore, third snore, you know, still still aware.
Wow, very good.
So that is the difference that
means you are slowly going into the awareness nature. When you determine to be aware, then you rest your body. So sometimes the body tired, it will sleep. But sometimes the body not tired because the lying down posture is too comfortable. So what happens is, it will actually condition you to fall asleep. Understand? Although you are not tired, but it's conducive. Then when it conditions you to fall asleep, because you have maintained awareness, the moment you snore, that hearing consciousness, the awareness picks up. So that's why he can maintain awareness. Then after a while, initially like that, it will fall into the subconscious or unconscious again. Then here, like want to go and sleep. Then it snore again. Then you hear. So continue. Let it go through this for a while. No problem. Then later on, it will stabilize. Then every time you awake of the snoring, it stops. Then it longer moment, the awareness. This is how you build it up. Very good. Sadhu. So that is the improvement already.
Because there's no the when I do the lying down meditation, I feel so comfortable here because there's no fan vibration. No aircon vibration.
Wow, very good.
The weather is so conducive. It's so comfortable.
Very cooling. The only thing is, later on when your awareness build up, nature's vibration a lot, insect sound and all those things, the bell, the weather, the breeze, and all of nature's vibration, then you can sense that a lot of, like, when the morning, human beings' activity, you can hear. Yeah, that running stream and all those things, you can hear. That is what awareness is all about. You will be aware. But you are not lost in thought. You have to be aware. So this one needs training. Very good, Sadhu. Anything else?
Yeah, especially in the morning, like you do meditation, it was normally it's so so calm.
Yeah.
So the nature vibrates. The nature
vibration
is very conducive.
Yeah, very good.
So it's very fresh. So that's why I love to come to Cameron.
Yeah, sambal soon. Yeah, sadhu. Very good.
And this time, when Virgil went to the Heart Sutra, so that I also picked up a lot as compared with previous time, especially Anatta Lakkha Sutta. And then the triangle. That really, at least I have a deeper understanding.
Yes, of what meditation is.
And the creation process. You know.
Sadhu.
So that is what I want to share.
Thank you. Sadhu. Yeah.
Good evening, Brazil. This is still all kilometers. Firstly, I would like to thank Brazil and all kilometers who made it possible for all of us to have a wonderful retreat, especially Sister Padmasri. Okay, let me share a bit of my personal experience. When I first came over, the weather was affecting me very badly. Maybe not enough fat. Very cold.
Very cold.
It's so cold for me.
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
saw you put on the warm clothes.
Yeah, warm, even with the heat pack, two baju and one jacket, still shivering inside, you know.
Then they say they saw you trying to get the sunshine today. Very good weather. Today the sunshine, very sunny. So you're walking up and down there, taking the sunshine. Very good.
And also, after 2 years of no retreat, I find it so difficult to sit.
Correct.
So you see, a lot of time I start walking, either lying down or whatever. So it was a very difficult few days, initial few days for me. There was one day when I, as you can see, I always come in the class very late. It's because I can't sleep at night. Partly because I feel that the energy is very high.
Yeah, very strong.
So I can't sleep at night.
Yeah.
And also partly because I have this habit of not being able to sleep well.
Oh, okay.
So every morning is so difficult to pull myself out.
Oh, okay.
There was one day when I struggled coming up then. My mind was so negative. I learned this, which I hope can help others to realize too.
Yeah.
The mind was so negative, and this one word stands up so clearly, reluctance. I noticed the few other words that came out was all negative. And then suddenly I stopped. I said, do you realize what is happening to your mind? It's so negative. I should be very thankful that I can come to this retreat. There are so many of them who could not complete the retreat, you know. Just a bit of inconveniences only. It's cold. You don't have enough sleep. So what? You know, you can go catch up with it later. And after that, I laugh.
Oh, good.
And I smile.
That is a good relaxation.
And I see the complete change, Bertie.
Sorry.
The complete change of the mind state.
Yeah.
You know, then the words that came out is
happy thoughts.
Ah, sadhu, sadhu. That was
so,
very good.
Yeah, this is something I learned that.
Yeah, very good.
All our mind states.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why nobody make you miserable. You yourself. Like just now, Polian say, yeah? The chanting and the Dhamma Chakka Pavatana, you want it stopped immediately. There's an aversion inside there. Understand that? So you cannot see. And you think people make you like that? No, it's not the chanting. It's not the Dhamma Chakka Pavatana Sutta. One of them is your karmic, the other one is your wrong view. You cannot accept the reality and you cannot be with it to actually be aware and just merge in it. That's why now you see PG, your good friend, tell you right thought, good thought. The negative thought is the mind stirring. That's why I told you all, which PG also I didn't come to know. Whenever you are unhappy, not peaceful, the evil root are there, wrong thought are there. So this is what will prompt you. Then suddenly he realized, he said, what am I doing with this? I all wrong thought, causing me misery and all this thing. Very good. Then immediately she felt better, then changed over. That's why the shift is like the Mahayana Zen Master say, it's like your palm. Understand? Flip over, it's already clear. But when you don't flip over, you continuously live that mundane thinking with negative thought without understanding, then you forever trapped in suffering in the existential world. But the moment you understand, you flip over, then your mind state becomes different. Very good.
And on that day itself, something happened.
Mm.
When I came to the into the hall, I could feel that there has been a shift of mind.
Oh, right, very good.
And the mind becomes so quiet.
Mm,
so quiet that I don't feel any thoughts.
Wow, very good. Sadhu.
And it's like everything is like below here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because it's not at the forehead. Yeah. Down there.
I could see things so clearly, Brother.
Yeah.
Your hand movement.
Yeah, yeah. Sadhu, sadhu. That is the awareness.
It's so clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For once, I see everything so clear. I was
sadhu,
so surprised.
Sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
You know, and everything I do, it's like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I can.
Yeah, it's the awareness like, and the thing as one. Sadhu. Means your mind settle down already. So what happened is, initially, is the what they call the test. The coming. Because she has been doing in the Tuesday class reporting, you know. She got this joy, you know, very strong, what they call. She have very strong, like, compassion, gratitude, until tears come on. Then she determined, you know, she has this one. But this round karma, because of the cola, so this is the karmic obstruction. But luckily, she recognized the wrong thought. Then she reversed. Then, like I say, like the pump, pop, shift. Then she can feel energy where her heart open. When she adita and sing, you hear the reporting on Tuesday class, very strong. Then all the energy, everything. So because of that, she now developed that type of understanding. But the karmic obstruction initially got to go through. Because of health. Now you understand how important is health. When your health is not strong, that's why ajapoa, you know why ajapoa? Because when your health is weak, like a young that time, I was scared of cold. That time I come to Cameron Highland, I was a retreat. You know, the floor, no plank, no. The cement rendering, very cold. That morning, take bath or wash your face. No hot water, no. You think like now. Oh, hot water, she folks time. That time, and that time, during the 80s, I don't even know what heat tech. Maybe no heat tech. No one playing. You know what I did? I just bring some more clothes. Then, because of that, I only got one towel. And the towel is very thin. You know, that time, don't know how to buy this sort of thing. Huh? No wife yet. So my mother, last time I want to buy cheap one, she buy the toala, not good morning. Good morning is small. But this one is the thin type of normal bath towel. I morning meditation are so cold. But luckily, I use that one to cover. Then I did the mina. Then my Anapanasati come. After my Anapanasati come, then my mindfulness come. Then I don't feel the cold. I don't feel the chill. Then my mind transform. That's why I must not have aversion. No negative thought. I taught this to my son. He said, whatever happened in office or in school or in your relationship, remember, don't get angry. Don't get negative. You know why or not? You set the condition for negative karma to come. Then you have wrong thought. You have the evil root. That's why when you reverse your thought, there is no condition for the negative karma to come. You can shift back. That is how you must understand it. Okay, Fiji? Very good. Yeah? Sadhu.
Towards the afternoon, so lunchtime. So, of course, a lot of activities, chit-chatting and all that. And you can see the carbs disappear.
Gone,
For the next day, you know, of course, it's the clearing. What happened now?
You try to get back that state.
So I tell myself, just let it be. This is just part of your path. Learning the cultivation. So I just left it at this. So this morning, remember the chanting done? So at the time, I was lying down. And to me, that the chanting, initially, I tried to follow. Then I said, no. Just let it be. Let them do the chanting.
Correct.
You absorb the chanting itself.
Yeah, vibration.
Let it do the transformation. And,
correct.
After that, I think I come out.
Oh, good.
Then when I got up, I noticed that the shift had happened.
Yeah, the shift of consciousness happened. And you have like rested very well.
Yeah.
It's like you become very fresh. Then very like clarity, everything. This is how it can be done. Then the other thing is the energy karma, PG, relax. Relax. Remember that. If you relax, actually, you can lie down despite your cold or whatever. You lie down. When you become aware, mindful, and relax, then the energy inside there will dissipate. Means become less strong. Then it will trigger the awareness that you have developed to give you the type of warmth. Because sati, actually, when you are in continuous sati, the feeling cannot come in. The angry is not there. Because that's your awareness nature. So you give it a try. Then your this one, before your health recover, you go to cold place, you can also recover. It's amazing when you say even the heat tech also doesn't function. Well, normally heat tech have a lot. But it's okay. Maybe your health need to jump off. Okay, continue.
And the calm state stayed with me for the whole day.
Sadhu, let us rejoice. So these are glimpses of all this that will let you see. Means you have the past. But now you cannot develop it because of the karmic thing. Then when the condition is appropriate, when you know how to reply, contemplate, then the shift will come. Then all this become positive suddenly. So this is what cultivation is. If you are aware, mindful, you will change. Because you will realize this is not what you want. This is like tormenting you, torturing you, all the wrong thought. Then she said, what am I doing? You remember? Very good. Anything else, please?
Nothing else, Pratio.
Thank you.
But you see, like now I'm shivering.
That's
how cold I am.
Next time I teach you, you go and buy this one. Also, Uniqlo. Uniqlo. This one very warm. Biji, yeah. You, Biji, you go and buy this one. This one very warm, very thin and very warm. Yeah, my wife.
Omi Tofo.
Okay.
Firstly, I want to say Danton to Brother Teo and have this condition to come here to cultivate. And then also thank you, Danton, Kalyamita, Ayo, committee members really put in a lot of effort to have this condition to this place to cultivate.
Let's say in Mandarin, speak in Mandarin. That's that her English not so fluent. Yes, again.
Hong Xiuwen.大家好，晚上好。走两天呢，我的脚可能是因为太久没有盘坐长时间，所以我的脚好酸，好酸痛。但是呢，我的心就OK，心静，不是心静。很平静，你就好像是分开的，它一直分开的，只是你可以看到它的脚 suffering， 你的脚的有 this body 的 rupa suffering 很苦，就是因为这样子和环境呢不适合嘞，这个身体呢就受苦了，而且我们有这个身体，就感到这个身体的苦，但是心里呢就没有。去 attach， 就是其实它是我，因为你已经了解了，身体是只是
body is a body,
body is body, mind is mind, body never mind, mind never go.
then 你能够接受，
只是我不过我还有跟其他，我的脚这很久不是风湿啊，这很久没有来降冷，不过第三天呢，就只是。可以感觉到它没有这样酸了，只是它有点点tense 这样子，不过没问题了咯，就好了，可以接受。心境怎样讲？它你关下去呢，很平静，空的，void， 空的。很静，也很 calm 啊，然后再有另外一次呢，就可以看到它是 calm， 它不是我们所看的 brightness，
不是， yeah, 不是
但是你知道你有你的 awareness 在那边的，然后你外面的事情啊，你也知道，它里面空 ，void。外面事情你知道，
yeah,
就是里面外面你都知道，就是我不会怎么样讲，就是空没有的，我呀，真的
yeah,
你可以看到这样子罢了，
是的，
就是这样子咯。
Very good, very good. I explain a little bit, I explain a little. Yeah, 是的。No, because you know why.When she has this problem, where she has some basic Buddhama understanding, she also got understanding of the anatta and all those things. So because of that, she can develop the acceptance. The acceptance is very important. The acceptance enables the mind to detach. Like Ajayantra said, mind is mind, body is body. So she can be aware of the numbness. Yeah?The swan or whatever, understand? But when you accept, means what? 接受, you don't create mental hindrance, understand? When you don't create mental hindrance, the sati take over. Then you can look at it, like the two are separate. And that is the first jnana knowledge. Pariccheda jnana, rupa pariccheda nama rupa jnana. This ability to discern clearly, mind is mind, body is body. That is very good. Sadhu. Sawa? Sadhu. Everybody can do.
有时候你可以感觉到背后有叮格令叮格令，他不知道他在什么，前面空后面叮格令叮格令罢了，啊，这样子。是啊，对。我说身体的叮格令，一直在外边叮叮格令，我就这样子叮罢了。
I explain first before I forget. You see, when she felt inside like a void, means the awareness nature got nothing. Because she has actually penetrated Sakaya Ditti. He said the direct seeing, you remember the sharing earlier on? So because he understands no reality, that's why Kong. But he can be aware of outside things, understand? Inside is hollow, outside. Then later on he realized, because there is a physical body, itchiness or what she said, tingling, tingling, means there is some for pity, understand? Pity. That's why they call it pity. When you are in pity, there is joy. The joy, sometimes tingling sensation, they tell you tingling sensation before it becomes sukhang. Understand? Sukhang means blissful already. So, very good. Sadhu.
Sadhu. I 上次我出来 explain 之后, then I have the recollection 我在教书的时候，因为那时我有 practice 阿那巴那萨蒂在 daily mindfulness 做工也是好的。那时候在学校我很少讲话，然后呢，我看教授看到了 aware, you are writing on the whiteboard. You can aware your mind aware what you are doing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it.
The thought process. The awareness is aware of your thought process.
Inside aware, it's not aware.
It's not a knowing, it's the awareness.
Awareness.
Yeah.
I la, there's no I la. It's writing, teaching, the mind operate, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, so what I'm teaching, no. Just that. So I just, never mind. Continue teach, so.
Yeah.
Like that. So after that, I also forgot already.
Wow, sadhu, sadhu. Those are the glimpses from the past that come back to her.
I don't know where is the awareness or what, but I think
no need to know one. She described it her own way. Then for those who have been through, they will understand. Very good.
This way I'm really happy.
I see.
So I see all the Kalimita.
Yeah. Okay, Pamasri.
Good evening, Ratio and all Kayanamitas. I would like to divide my share into two parts. The first one is about my meditation and practice, and the second one is about organizing this this retreat. Okay, first of all, I would like to express my gratitude and thanks to Brother Teo for his trust and opportunity given to me to organize this retreat. And talking about my pen, actually I took a early retirement. Yeah. Just now only I saw the date.
Yeah.
I remember the first day I'm supposed to go back to work. The first day of my retirement, I went to Brother Teo's office to do this Ujabu. Then you look at the date, 2016. That's my first
6 years.
That's my first what I call 不是我的我要做的事情啊，我第一件要做的事情，我一 retire 我要做的事情就我 sorry that 我 I retire early because this is the work that I want to do. And I don't know why in my nature I have the urge always to organize something for friends Dhyanamitas when I was in teacher's college.
This thing
happened. Even though I got no transport, I got no friends, still organized, and somehow the retreat turned out, the monks came in, and then I got no car to fetch the food and help come in, and it was a real surprise. And I think that paved me the way to meet Brother Teo.
And also later on, even after we print the chanting book, you come and tell me there are students, especially school, very few for Xie Ban, means the Buddhist society that helped them. So she said, can we give them the chanting book? Then we print some more. I said, go ahead. That's why she organized a lot of this kind of thing. Then I remember that time she she was very determined to retire and go into this. Then like she said on the first retreat when he came up, she said for so many years he was cultivating and searching. He was looking for someone who can guide her, he cannot find her. Then when she met me, she was very happy, full of joy. Then I remember after that retreat, she determined want to call Brother Teo to join and all those things. Then I remember after he retired, Igby also retired. The two of them, I remember very clearly. Igby government servant, planner, she teacher. My wife also teacher. Okay, you continue.
Okay, actually I come to this place in 1982. That's how I get my name, Padma Suri, at the UP library there. By my first teacher. Then I recall, every time I come back, I recall. That's why I would like to thank a few people first, especially those drivers who drive us up, Brother Jin Hao, Brother Kok Loon, and not forgetting Brother Tune.
Very good.
And all Kaya.
Use the other mic. Where your battery, I think, about to finish.
Without any one of you, this retreat will not be like this.
Correct, yes.
Without what happened, also this retreat will not be like this. Okay, Rathya, I would like to report a bit about my meditation. First day when I came in, I felt the energy is so strong. Whole body was bubbling and so hot. But I slept well the first night. I really slept sleep and
very good.
Very, very nice sleep. And then I wake up 5 o'clock and then we went down for the chanting. So because I was very busy the last 2 weeks in and out. So the second day when we come in, settled in, the second day I was very tired. The first day morning when Bradio started teaching, I was a fishing. I start fishing. So after lunch, I was contemplating, should I sit or should I lie down? If I lie down, I sure doze off. But I said, never mind, give it a try. If doze off, I take a rest.
Yeah, no problem. But because when your body need to rest, you rest. No
but
problem.
Surprisingly, I can meditate and sleep at the same time.
Oh, very and good, Sado. Means maintain awareness while the body resting.
That yes, my body was resting and I can hear the crawl sound. It went in, I was sort of like doze off, going to doze off and crawl again.
Then you aware again.
Aware again.
That should be the way.
So it was like about that session was about an hour or so.
Very good, very good.
So that was the second day. Third day, fourth day was quite normal. And during the Bodhisattva taking
the vow.
The vow that day.
Day a lot of things happened.
I was quiet and during the first Zhong Sheng Wu Bian Shi there's an understanding inside me telling me to liberate from the 8 dukkha. In the first, because brother,
first noble truth,
the first noble truth.
Yeah.
And after that, I can, that's it, this is only an experience.
Yeah.
I can smell very fragrant.
Yeah.
That fragrant is not that fragrant.
I know.
That fragrant,
not the joss stick or the incense. Yeah, it's different. That one really very fragrant.
Very fragrant around here. I smell. Mm. Okay, that was one. And then after that, I when I lie down, I can go in quite. I can feel the conscious, the shift
of consciousness,
the shift, and then I can stay in.
Yeah, for quite a while.
For quite a while, and
very good, very
it
good.
Looks so, like going deeper, but sometimes
you need to relax. You may think you are relaxed, eh? You need to continue to relax. But never mind. You continue to relax, you will go deeper. You will go deeper. Yeah. Then it will stabilize. It will stabilize. Yeah. Just continue based on this understanding and the progress. Initially is the snore. The moment you snore, aware. Because your maintainer not aware is there. Right? Then her condition, she very tired and get a good sleep. Means the first night, she felt the energy using. The good sleep is actually activating the heart rate. Without you knowing it, you have to shut out your thinking, shut out your whatever conscious mind. Then only you can have the deep sleep. Yeah. Then this one inside actually move already. That's why you can wake up 5 o'clock, go to the chanting where your faith is very strong. Then the second day, because you are already more settled down, more relaxed, so you felt the body tiredness and so on. It's just like we go spiritual trip, you remember? When you are there, you base here, not on yourself. You're full of energy, like oh, a lot of joy, a lot of joy. But you come back, I tell you, once you reach home, you can sometimes sleep for 1 or 2 days. The body need to recuperate. Our virya, our faith can maintain this body so that during that time at the spiritual trip, where the condition is, your nature know that during this time, with the faith and the virya, the energy that you felt there, you were drawn there. As we move together, our collective consciousness and my nature's energy, that one also will help each other. That's why every time you travel with me or you go retreat, my nature's vibration together with the environment and all the create-based nature, they actually help you. But you must know how to receive it as well. Means have faith. Faith very important. Then relax. It will come in. Relax. Most important, maintain awareness. Don't create thinking. You can minimal thinking. Okay, very good.
Okay, that's one, and then after that the third day I remember was Karen, second day, third day Karen's case, so I was a bit agitated. Because I couldn't cope, I was very confident. I was very confident in the sense that we took 2 tests and with the Chinese medicine, everybody should be okay. So actually Sui An did call me to have some. Sui An is a very good working partner. He is very cautious and he's very understanding. So this time actually we work very well. We really work very well.
I told them, like seamless like that. No need to come to me. A lot of things just go on.
Just go on, discuss. I agree. Yeah. Okay, this one you do, this one I do. So
it was very smooth.
I can work with him very well.
Very smooth.
And he understand me, I understand. He understand my way and his way.
That is improvement in the cultivation. So when you are sensitive, when you understand, you can accept them for what they are, then you just become like very understanding, very cooperative. No problem. Understand? Like most of the time, you can come and see me, I say, Mason, go. Like Janta, I want to go Ipoh. I don't even want to ask him why. There's no point. He must have a reason. And he's our doctor. No, I cannot say you don't go. Then later I know not only the pet, he also buy that doll, buy medicine for Alicia. So these are the things that when you understand, it will manifest. Understand? So a lot of people, that people have the understanding, it will unfold and it will manifest. As I later on, Janta shared, then only we know he will buy medicine by that door. Then he very good advice from him as a doctor, because this COVID SOP are not easier. You must have understanding. That's why he understand many things. So we should all rejoice with all this good development.
Okay, after that, after I was a bit agitated, then at first the confidence,
then because the COVID happened, so she in a way disappointed.
And then I know Fa Chan Si is in a very difficult situation.
Correct.
And I'm in between, you know. In between the Kanamitas and the temple's authority. So at last today I understand why he is a bit hitting twice to give us the room down there for quarantine. Because he need to use for this new group of
New group of people.
So after they went back that morning, it's really very, I feel very relieved. the energy, I'm very sensitive to all the vibration around me. So the whole thing was, the whole thing subside. So after that, for 5 days, 6 days, there were one morning when Brother Tim was teaching the whole session, I was very, I was in there and just listening. Just hearing from here the vibration. It was very peaceful and quiet. The mind is very quiet very settled, very still. That was one. When everybody is very excited about the mist moving. So when I walk around, this understand come in, impermanence. This is impermanent. It always the thing will always change. After that is Fa Chan Si asked us to help light the incense. On behalf
on
of
his
them,
behalf,
because on that side and that side. So because he doesn't want to come in. Walk in and walk out. So I did it every day 3:30. The timing is there. So I'm so scared I've forgotten, you know. So Mrs. Steele, you remind me, set the alarm. So set the alarm, all the Kanamitas was meditating here. So I switched off the alarm. First day I'm determined to remember. Second day I said I try to switch off the alarm. So I go and meditate. Chun 3:30, I just automatically
you wake up.
I wake up every day, Chun 3:30, so I wake up to life.
So your mind, when you have this training, you can program. When I was young, when I was a student, I want to wake up what time? I just tell my mind, I no need to have alarm clock on. I will wake up exactly the time. Because it's how you train the mind. Then since young, I know this mind, you can train it on. I have this type of ability. When I concentrate or focus, like I play mahjong, I play kala, dekat come on. But if I break reset, habis. Completely haywire. Because when I play mahjong last time with my classmates, as classmates, we all don't intend to make money from each other. Whoever make money at night go supper, he pay. So it's like understood. But the trouble is, I always make money until even after belanja supper, still got a lot of balance. Because I'm very good at this type of chance and my mind very strong. So play until other classmates are once I concentrate at Ulu, they will disturb me. Hey, quick, cannot uru. Then they will bang the table. Quick, cannot uru. They were scared of us. Every time I do that, almost 90% of the time, the cat come on. Then sometimes, you game already, you don't want to game. you purposely put the failure. You know, a failure, the joker. You look failure. Means you treat it as a flower, then you pull. Then when I ulu, they very scared one. Because the moment I ulu, that thing really come on. Then they hurry me. I said, never mind, never you hurry. Then I say, you have to do it. There is a song. Today is the day or what? I forgot already. And really come on. And they witness it 90% of the time. That's why they know cannot let me ulu, cannot let me concentrate. So you have this type of thing. Then when I relearn that time, my willpower come on. So that is what you will know when you are young. That's why I know I'm different. That's why I told you Chinese New Year 2 ringgit. I can make 100 over ringgit. By playing pool first, 10 cent, 10 cent one. Then after that, play mahjong. Then play poker. You must have at least 30, 40 ringgit only can play poker. Then normally, chaw sum, I play poker. Then I win 100 over ringgit. But that year, I steal my mother 2 ringgit. Such a man, pop guy. That $4 also lost everything. That's why after that, I learned. Yeah, you continue. Sorry. You can steal one more.
About 3, we can do until 9:30.
Oh, okay. You're okay.
Yeah. No, I want to talk.
Okay.
Okay, this afternoon, actually, after finishing everybody, I felt very relaxed. Actually, I felt very relaxed. And then I was lying down there. I went in very calm.
Oh, sadhu.
Very
sadhu.
Calm, and then it was quite a while.
Sadhu.
Then somebody was talking there.
Yeah, you but can I, be aware.
I can be aware. Then after that, another person come in and talk.
Yeah, you're also aware.
I'm aware, but I was quite tired rushing for a few days already.
Yeah.
I had the grit. I had the grit that I wanted.
Yeah,
I crave progress.
Yeah.
And I crave for this good meditation state. So it was like, disturbed me already.
Yeah, sure.
It disturbed me already.
There is a craving, although positive, but very subtle craving. There is greed. When there is greed, the nature's law operate on. It has to be a true mind, a sincere mind, without the evil. This is what what they call Bodhidharma meant by pure merit sense. The other one is tinted merit sense. And this one is not even tinted merit. This is a craving to progress. Because the mind that one eager cannot happen. Because this Dhamma, you can only realize it when there is no evil root. When there is understanding. But it's only the wisdom, the understanding that free and liberate the mind. Not all the thought-based will and all those things. You do that, it cannot. When it comes to meditation, awareness, wisdom, you cannot will it. The thought wants, like Ajahn Chah say, if you want to be an arahant, you sure cannot become an arahant. Because the one thing is a craving to be, to become. Then it set the condition for the mind to have this, what they call subtle greed behind, which you can't see. Then you will justify, a desire to progress cannot be. Understand? Means you don't understand the causes and conditions. When there are causes and conditions for you to progress, you will progress, understand? But you cannot go look for it, desire it. Then you will be very miserable. It's just like good meditation, just now who was reporting it? Oh yeah, you must be.
So actually I then
oh no
this
no PG. You want it repeated, cannot. PG, you remember just now she reported her mind suddenly shift and she had the right thought, then after that she went in, then very calm, very still. Then after that, he go down, talk to people, interact, then lost that calmness. Then come back, want to meditate again, remember? Looking for that state, cannot come again. So you have to have the understanding.
And then this after that they were talking, and then this mundane mind come out, no. Hey, this is meditation time, you know. And this is meditation hall.
Very good, very good.
So then I lost my awareness.
Pop, yeah,
I
definitely, yeah, definitely.
Pop, I come out there. I said, definitely. Can you all talk somewhere else? Ah?
Yeah.
Very fast.
It agitate you. Because
so I apologize to those who are talking here just now.
No problem.
Sorry.
No problem. You will slowly have to go through all this because you're able to go in before the understanding to root out defilement and that's all. So this stage of cultivation is you are still under training and that's all. You need to go through that's like stability, everything that you need to understand. Then you need to third way and the fourth way to trace origin factor, then straighten your view, root it out. Then you cannot do already. Because you are fully aware of your mundane mind. Although he said inside, but the awareness is not stable. So that's why the thought can come out very fast. I already earlier mentioned a few times that the awareness and the thought process, they are very near. The moment you perceive, allow the memory to come in, the content go in, the thought come out already. And this thought is very fast. That's why when you silent, develop awareness-based meditation, then that thought cannot come out because you are very quiet, very calm. Then later on when you have wisdom, you can just accept things as they are. Then the other thing about meditation, awareness-based meditation, aware, finish. Understand? Aware, finish. Then you cannot be agitated. Understand? Because your awareness there, finish. Why you want to know? Knowledge. Understand? Sankara. So last time I remember when I had this ability, my first batch of cultivator together with me at that time, I think during the early 80s. Then later on, when I was able to develop the awareness after I met my last guy. So when we go for I think retreat or what, I don't know, then or activity, we travel. So we stay at the same place. Then they go hall and all those things. I think it's a resort or what. So we were like resting down there. Then they saw, they heard my snoring. Then they saw everybody sleep already. Then they like to talk behind my back when I'm sleeping. So they all get the, they say, hey, I feel cold now, that is like gong now. The next morning, they got a shock of their life. Every conversation, I want to know, I can know. Then because there is condition, I said, wow, last night somebody comment so much about me. Then they look at each other. They thought somebody come and inform me. Then after that, when I can repeat what they say, oh, then only they got a shock. Then she said, oh, no. I thought look cool now. I thought you sleep. That's like the awareness you have the ability. But when you have the understanding already, then at that level, you will know how to listen. You want to know, you can know. You won't be agitated. Like I won't feel that, oh, this guy talk about it. But I just laugh because they are just the way they are. Understand? Then I know. The next morning, you got condition, I will bring it out, and they were all panic on. That's why next time they say, hey, apaya atil kun, alam dangkong. So all these are possible when you have the awareness. Okay? Yeah, continue.
Okay, I think this is, after that, I know there's no more chance to go in again.
Yeah.
So I go for a shower. When I come out, I realize the time for lighting the incense is slightly over already. Also, don't play with this way, please.
Yeah.
It's a condition to prompt me that I even like
for you to learn. Very good. Continue. Are you?
I think that's all is for my meditation part.
Okay.
Okay. For
organizing this retreat. Actually, I have been pursuing this retreat since last year.
Yeah, last year.
When I came in to see Hua Chang Shi personally.
Yeah, yeah.
To clear to clean up their drinking and all that with two other friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said, yeah, he told me, 你们要来十个可以啦，我可以去给你们. So 他给我十个位置，我也跟Bradio.
Yeah, yeah.
So Bradio
mah. Yeah.
So Bradio didn't say yes. So
yeah.
I know when Bradio didn't say yes, that means it's not
yeah, yeah. Because 10 is too little. No problem.
So after that, the second round, I waited. Nowadays, I'm not so. I can wait for the condition to
ask. You are more patient.
More patient, and when I want to do something, I can wait for the. But not perfect.
Yeah.
I have not perfected it yet.
Yeah.
But most of the time, the condition will unfold, and then things will fall into place.
Yeah.
Most of the time it's like that.
Yeah.
Okay. So until the last Kuantan. The last Kuantan, I was talking to Song at my place.
Yeah.
I said maybe it's time to go on with, because they later he offered me 20. He offered me 20. So I still wait. So that day the felt come, you know.
Yeah.
The felt come, I talked to Song. If we don't go, if we wait, we have to wait until when? So that night, the felt come, you know.
Yeah.
So I give him a call. I give him a call. He said, okay, 20.
20.
So once he said 20, I was so happy that I straight away called Bradio. So
then I say, yeah, on. That's why the date all we fixed.
So we fixed already. Actually, I went through a lot of tough time.
Yeah.
I cannot goreng one. You know? So the fish goreng this side, turn around, goreng more. Then until he told me, 就是这个数目了啊，不可以再增加. They know, I know their rules. They say that what they tell me one time only. If you say second time again, you ask second time again, sure cannot go right. So that's how we get the place to go on. After that, I start organizing. Actually, to organize this one, I went through a few years already. I find that the most difficult part, I report, it's like a report or talk over to you all, see how we can, you know, amicably work out a better way for everyone, for me, and I don't want to have those uneasy feeling
correct,
in me.
Correct.
The difficult part when we have no bus is transport.
Yeah.
I waited. I couldn't solve the problem.
Because
one car, two car shop.
Yeah.
I waited, couldn't solve the problem, but I had to announce already.
So
you all, I can feel the, you know, the urgent, the people that, you know, it's waiting for me to announce something, you know.
Yeah.
So when I announced, there were people disappointed because no transport.
Yeah.
And last, Tammy was the first one to text to me.
Yeah.
So, and then later Sui An came in to help. So I apologize to those who didn't, you know, those who have to pay for the transport. Take it as you help the driver to earn some
money.
Because I cannot go to the extent to ask somebody, hey, you can drive, can you offer me a car to drive? Actually I tried to get somebody to sponsor for transport, but I'm not successful.
Never mind.
I'm not successful, so
Okay, what you need to do when you come to transport, you contact Sui An. Yeah, Sui An got jalan. You know a lot of people. The only thing is, worst come to worst, we pay, but he can get quite good rate on. In fact, you told me Mr. Earl also can, but very expensive.
But very expensive.
But because our group is small, so I said, never mind, it will get resolved. I said, let things be. But then finally, he said, Sui An managed to get a car. Then Kok Lun came in. Then Jinhao came in, yeah, got him. Yeah. So no problem. Then Jayanta tried it himself. So all this happened. Good.
Okay, the next one is the duty part.
Mm.
Okay, I Dune is very helpful.
Yeah,
he's very supportive.
Yeah.
And he gave me a lot of suggestions.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, every year this duty part is quite difficult I would say
organize.
It's a very challenging
organize,
part.
Yeah.
A very challenging part. So he said one way you can do is you just put in everybody, so everybody take.
Yeah.
But that one costs a lot. I tried this what brother told me. But every year when come in, a lot of I can feel the vibration now. Sorry.
No, because the previous year got new people. So these new people, they are new. Sometimes they forgot, not to say they purposely don't want to turn up. Then the leader also fed up with it. Assigned 5 already or 4. How come only one turn out or nobody turn out? I want to say. So if you don't have the understanding, all this will be there. But you have the understanding, let things be. Because when we come, we actually should feel gratitude and gratefulness that people allow us to have the retreat and everything is provided. We supposed to upkeep and do our duty so that when we leave, we maintain, return in whatever original condition or better condition. So all this, you have karamita that have come for understanding. No problem, like this one. They volunteer, not their duty also they're going to do. Understand? But we really vocal langsiu, fuko helper. Anyway, everybody also wants to attend the meditation class, don't want to miss out. But when it comes to this type of thing, you can sacrifice, it's very good when you have understanding. Especially Alicia, she has most of the understanding. Let's say she keep on going down, whole like Kogono, keep on going down. Then there are a lot of helper to song. Even I think Po Ching was, sorry, Pao Lian, not Po Ching. Jin Hao, of course, busy with the laptop. Say, my daughter also busy. So other people have to do the duty. So it's not an issue anymore.
Okay, the next another way is, I let you all know how I go through this. Another way is I put an empty list in a WhatsApp so everybody start choosing. Okay, then I come to think about what about if Yun Chang with a phone. Not handphone savvy one. So if she get to wash the toilet, how is she going to wash? So I come to all this. I consider all this because some are more elderly, some are more energetic.
Yeah.
That's why I, from my perspective, I look at things overall.
Yeah.
I look at the whole group perspective.
But you don't worry. You just cannot. You just no problem on this thing. Yeah.
So after that, I send out a message. I send out a message if you have any medical condition that you need. Any.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I already fixed. But I take the boom, I take the middle way.
Yeah, yeah.
So I take the middle way. So I already fixed and their suggestion come in. And I can get people even suggest me to put Tune to wash toilet. For all you know, he has been washing the gents toilet.
Even my room also.
But he is very in the words, he accept it.
He
said, never mind, I wash toilet, wash toilet.
Yeah,
he just want to help me to get to fix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get to fix up the duty list.
Yeah.
Okay, so, that is one. And another person, I want to express my thanks to those Kayanta who send in messages like, Pamasuri, you can put me anywhere.
Yeah,
I can do any. I can do
any role. Any role.
It's not the work that you do for the group. You know? It's the support and the motivation that give me the faith. Go this way to go on, keep on organizing. This is the support that I felt from the Kayanta.
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
When we organize them, they should not be one person, they should be a committee.
Yeah, yeah,
yes,
yeah,
we yeah. We tried that. Actually, myself and Sui An tried that. But we still feel the most efficient way we work together, especially small group like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because many people, many suggestions, many opinions, and at the end, we waste a lot of time.
Small committee. That's how all the other temples run. They have a small committee to run it. You can have about 3 people.
Yes, but at the end of the day,
a lot of people, and they put up sheets for volunteers who want to volunteer to do different things. You put up, let them volunteer, and then you can put in those who gaps and they fill up the gaps.
But Yin Chan, being Radio Kayana Mita Group is Radio Kayana Mita Group. We are a very special
group. Yeah, special group.
We are very, very special.
Yeah.
You can never, all around the world, you go between, you can never get this type of
retreat. Yeah, correct, yes.
Okay, I tell you my experience. Okay, I tell you my experience. At the end of the day, we still, it's still the two of us go and get the brooms, go and get the toilet paper, everything, buy and move up the bus. It comes like that.
Yeah.
So I but at the end we managed to get it done.
Yeah.
Managed to get it done.
Because
we are like a
we what we do is they split out the duty. So like my wife Yun Chan like to be in charge of beverage. So put her in charge.
That's why I know you can help at in the beverage. That's I would
So you must know who can do what, and can make that very simple one. Most of them will say you put me anywhere else I want to.
Yes, so
sometimes not put there also you can do.
Yes.
Like this afternoon or what I forgot. You say you need 2 helper straight away. Actually it turned out to be 3, not 2. Song and Alicia, then another one I forgot who.
Yes, Brother, when we are here I feel that we are like a family.
Yeah.
Doing the duty list that time, wow, you know, I cannot go around how many times, how many rounds, you know.
So,
sorry, Matthew, I have
don't
to,
worry,
I
know.
To say,
I know.
I don't want to carry these things.
Yeah,
I don't want to keep on carrying these things.
Yeah.
And I have Kayana Mita come and tell me, I want this duty with this Kayana Mita at this place. So I because my the certain Kayana Mita need to be at certain station.
Yeah.
Like Alicia is very familiar with the kitchen.
Yeah.
If I put her in the kitchen, so my problem,
your problem reduce
by half.
Yeah.
I can reduce by half. By assigning kitchen to her, she's very familiar and she's very happy.
Efficient. Yeah.
Yes, she's very efficient.
Yeah. Actually, no problem.
So no problem.
We were understanding over this. So I think we have enough. You want to continue?
Yes, I want to continue.
Okay.
Until everything is ironed out. So can we come to a consensus like duty we cannot escape due to the tradition of the Mahayana temple,
and we
need to take care of the place and these things.
Yeah.
So can we come to a consensus like?
No, no, next time you come to me, Brother Theo decide one thing. I will just together. You like the name list, you dare not make decision. I just do it. Then immediately after that, you sign up.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Thank you. That really soft.
Because otherwise, you cannot. Yes, all along, last time, I told Sui An, all those committee, whoever. I said, ayo, why you have so much problem? I said, sign lah. Because they actually need your help to come in and become the participant of this retreat. They actually need to be close to you, friendly to you, and all this. You end up like that because you give them too much freedom. Then you start to ask, they are not enlightened beings. They will ask for the sky, and everybody is by nature selfish. That's why I say, forget about it. You understand who is good at what, who is willing to what. You assign. then you know the few who is already have the Dhamma or what can help you one. These are the what they call, we call every time the support group when you don't have people or the people promise to come in, turn out or what. This one like spare. You call standby, sorry. So you can easily just call them. Like now you know Colin. Anytime you look for Colin, he'll come on.
Really,
it's
like that.
Yeah.
Very
Christian
got no time to sit.
No, forget about this. People who do all this, they do with their understanding. Right? They have the faith, they're willing. Understand? Then they feel that this is what they can do. We are called Lord. He's trained in the Sion. Understand? And he do things like he say, now he know how to echo and flow. Right? Otherwise, he's very systematic. Right? He plan and all that. Then he observe, he do. He observe, he do. That's all. So sometimes we have to like understand the thinking mind, the mundane mind, reckoning mind. Why? It make you feel like I don't want to talk to you. Understand? I don't want to make life difficult. I don't want to have problem. I don't have. Then you stress yourself out. Understand? That's why I like Dhamma. Very simple. The simple one, open mind, progress very fast. But you think until very complicated. No issue also become issue. Because you open up. You let them make the choice. Why? Like in the school, I remember primary school, secondary school, the duty list, Sunday, holiday. Oh no, I'll start Friday, Saturday. So, Monday to Thursday, they have a duty list on there. The teacher just assign. You dare to say no. Understand? Unless they have health problem or what, then it's different. So you have to have understanding. Simplify things. Then whatever situation it will arise, resolve it. Understand? Resolve it means what? Develop understanding. Apply Noble Eightfold Path. That's why I say everything in life is cultivation. Your life itself is a meditation. This is where the living Dhamma arises. So you cannot handle life. You cannot handle your meditation and spiritual training. Once you have spiritual training and understanding, you can handle life. That's all. When you understand life, you can handle life. So resolving amicably is one. Then simplify things. Don't be too complicated. Otherwise, very difficult. I know you have this type of character. You don't like to hold things inside. Because when this thing, it makes you very, very miserable and uncomfortable. That is your karmic obstruction. This is what you do in the past. So this life you come, this character and tendency is so strong in you. Like you say, people taro you taro people. It means what? Why people taro you? Because you have to reflect how you approach a situation, how you organize the situation like that. Then you cannot taro back. It's because you don't understand what the other person is thinking. So we have to have this understanding. Then if let's say before they taro you say sorry, apologize because I really don't know. If I know, I would not have gone. Use the right speech and right action and right thought to actually resolve issue. Most of the time when you're willing to say, I'm really sorry, then resolve. Understand? Slowly change. You that attitude is from the past, understand that character. I know it affected you very long, even relative also earlier on because you got that type of character. Pardon me for saying it. You're very stubborn. Understand? You want is you want.
Yes, I'm very determined.
You use the word very determined. Okay. To me, you have that very stubborn mind. Because you're very bosong when you agree with people or you instruct people, then they don't do. Straight away, you learn. And all these are our karmic conditioning from the past. Why other people don't have such issue and problem? So like I always say, We have to see, awaken to it, then root it out, straighten our view. What is noble eightfold path? Everything right, no negativity. The way you are approaching, the way you want to organize things and do things, everything also lead to conflict, misunderstanding, a lot of problems. So you have to review that. Am I applying noble eightfold path? Noble eightfold path means that understand the nature's law, accept them for what they are. Then accord and flow, like colonel, then everything will be resolved. You have issue you cannot solve, you come and see me. I will resolve it for you. Okay? Yeah? Anyway, we thank you. You really went, went into a lot of effort to get all this organized. Then I remember last time, the first time she approached me, but they will let me have a chance to organize spiritual trip. Oh, that one he did very well. Oh, we go with Mr. O and all those things. You remember spiritual trip? So that one actually let her have the condition to want to organize. Yeah, this is her, what they call, in the past, she wants to organize this to help people to manage things and all things. This is what she wants to do. But she also have other type of character which she didn't see. So now there is condition, you see, and hopefully, obviously, you reflect, you contemplate, then you improve on it. Like you do a spiritual check. Your noble eightfold power is accord and flow with all the right thought, right speech, right action, born of right view. So right view is very important. Right view is to resolve issue amicably through the Dhamma way, wisdom way.
Thank you, Bhagyu, for the advice.
Sadhu. Yeah, this is very good. At least we learn. So it's not only peculiar to Paramasuri. Other people also got, like Holy and else. Yes, if they don't change, they will be just the way they are. So we need to develop more and more understanding than contentment, gratitude, love. Then we rejoice and see. Like what Alicia went through. She just shift from the depressed wrong thought over to right thought, like what PG went through. Then the whole thing like a pump flip. Finish. No more problem. Okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anything else? Yeah.
At last, I would like to thank Bradio for for trusting me to do all this and for giving me the opportunity to organize this retreat.
Yeah.
And I will still pursue if next year we have the condition.
No problem.
Year
no
after
problem.
Year, yeah, I will no do problem. It until I think I can, I won't stir under any condition.
You see, one thing good is, when she approached me, I can sense whether a person is sincere or not. Yes, she really sincere, she wants to do. That's why I gave her the consent. Yeah, Alicia. Yeah.
Actually, Pastor Sri, okay, 讲一下我们的 encounter 嘛.
Actually,
Virgil, I'm so sorry, and Pastor Sri also, I'm so sorry. Yeah, actually, when Padma Sri approached for cool kitchen 的时候, 然后我就心想, 其实是我很爱做的,
yeah, yeah.
可是他跟我说, 你要什么什么什么, 你跟我说, 然后我去跟, 甘蓝讲, 然后我就讲,
哇, 这样就 complicated,
就我就,
yeah.
Then, 旁边的人就一直跟我讲, 诶, 哪里是这样, 不是这样的,
so?
因为我这个, 一下子就很愚痴的我 okay? So 就 stir up 了 okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Stir 了 我讲, yeah. 这样啊, 叫我不要做 kitchen 了 ego 吗 ego 啊
yeah,
you know? Very ego
yeah, yeah, yeah.
刷松又不在 我, 又不在 But yeah, I'm really sorry
yeah, yeah, yeah.
后来 我 contemplate 回去我很心疼他的
effort,
所以到时候对，所以我很心疼他。
yeah.
后来我 reflect 了, 哎呦, my God, she do so much things.
Yeah, yeah.
So how can I run away from
yeah,
this?
Yeah, yeah.
So 我就给 Padma Sri 一个 text 跟他 apologize, 我说我要跟你忏悔, 因为 可是我的理由就是我想，那个意思，那个事情弄到，你明白吗？所以在这边，我是想跟爸妈Sui讲，放下一点啊，然后不是说我其实我可以很坦然跟他讲，可是我又我不要讲。 我要你自己去realize，然后那个也是我自己的意思啦，我的 ego 啦吼。所以到最后，我就到我 reflect 回去，我感觉到他，因为他为我们的付出实在是太多，所以我就义不容辞的，什么什么你们要做我，我会帮你们这样子。所以在我来之前，我已经有了这个心理的准备，而且最感恩的就是 Sister Indy， 她也很 support，
我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我也，我
有一个很深很深的 gratitude.
Yeah, you
know, he supported me so much, you know, in whatever way, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I felt, take things for granted, you know. Oh, 我从来没有, even Elsie 每天都在 remind 我,
hey,
你应该很感恩他, 你知道吗?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
在你十多年, 你这么 depressed, 他旁边一直在, 在陪护你的去走过那种很痛苦的岁月，所以我痛苦，他也痛苦，全家人都痛苦。所以，sorry，妈妈，真的很抱歉。所以，我会你未来的 retreat， 我会很 support 你，所以你不要担心，你下一个retreat不会再做了。OK，感恩大家，阿弥陀佛。是啊，对，是。That's
how you resolve, understand? Open it up. Don't be paise. Don't go and assume. Understand? Not? Got anything? Resolve it. Understand?
Actually, brother, I don't know. I know he with Gan Lan Jie very close. But if he directly with Gan Lan Jie, I also have my money in the teacher's place. I also have to ask the teacher to help buy some things. So, he wants the person, I already gave him. Actually, I already prepared. At that time, I was
already
settled. I don't want him to come back.
No, you have to understand. Because the kitchen condition is when you assign somebody, that person has to coordinate with the kitchen people. Understand? If he go to you only, you pass a message, it won't work on your head.
It's not going through me. It's buying things. We have to let Teng Song Shi Fu know. So everything, it should be one person. It should be a centralized coordination.
If you talk about purchase, that one no problem. But in the kitchen, we have come lunch most of the time there.
Yeah.
They can liaison direct. Understand or not? What I want you to understand is, especially if I assign duty, if I sign you there, I want you to listen there. Right? Don't come back to me unless there is problem. Understand? You understand?
Yes, I never interfere. You see, I never interfere. I never go in.
No.
How come this year?
Maybe we didn't get it right. We resolve it. Because according to Alicia, you say assign kitchen, no problem. Then you somehow go and tell her, anything you want, you let me know, you go through me, then I inform Kamlan Jia. This is where the thing become like, say, oh, like that, because she is quite organized one. She no one like that, a lot of problems.
It's not like that one. I never tell her to go through me and go to Kamlan Jia. It's never like that.
Oh, then maybe, but the thing is, it's a misunderstanding. It's okay.
Radio, I tried, even I put her at the Shai Hall, I tried to get the vacuum cleaner. Every section, I put myself in that section. Is it possible for me to do the duty at that section? I put myself in.
No, you know why? End of the day, because you say Teng Xiong Su Fu say the vacuum cleaner is okay. So we want to buy a kilometer. Then later on, realize she is in charge of kitchen. She is not in charge of meditation hall. Then she came in, no need to buy anything because it's not his territory, her assigned territory. So all this, when we understand, then no issue, understand? You just resolve it. More important is don't try to be right, understand? Don't try to like no issue, bring about issue, understand? This is how you can improve on your understanding and the way you approach a situation. Where Dharma way is accord and flow one. Dharma way is not rigid one, you know, not fixed view one. Like that means like that. If things don't go our way or the planned way, then issue arise. So this one, don't worry, we resolve it later. Huh? Okay, thank you so
yeah,
much. Because luckily it's brought out, otherwise you keep inside worse. One day it may lead to very intense like resentment or unhappiness. So when we know there is such thing, we resolve it, which is good. Bring this up, not to say you cannot bring, you can bring up. But our advice is resolve it. That's all. Once resolve, no more issue. Resolve is up. Follow Noble Eightfold Path. That's why your action, based on understanding, you will resolve. And you will know, condition like that, things will be better. Then if you get people who can understand, who can be helpful, we call them. Understand? If they don't want, then we can help them, we pay them. Like the kids, and we pay. That's why I said, if you need money to solve, solve. Then, again, the advice is, don't create unnecessary problem. Actually, no problem, but be a one person stir, everybody get into entanglement, affliction. So learn to understand all those things. If you are patient, can accept people for what they are, whatever they say or what, your old way of reaction, stirring of the mind, all these are wrong thoughts, having the evil root. So be mindful, be aware, then train. Train means what? Not to suppress your, not to yarn, but inside not happy, or that you want to burst it out. So this is what the karmic conditioning from the past, because this is the habitual tendency that you have, which is very strong. And this life you come, like you inherit from spiritual nature, you inherit defilement, say, that's no different. So all this understanding, when you understand, you resolve it, okay? Okay?
Yes, Roger, thank you
thank
for
you.
The advice.
Okay, now Yun Chan, last one. So is Shelly. You did turn, you are the last.
I have shared already.
Oh, earlier on. Earlier on.
Bits and pieces.
Oh, okay. Never mind, express your gratitude or thanks or whatever.
Okay. I'd like to when at this retreat, I could feel once somebody said about COVID, atmosphere was different.
Yeah. The anxiety, the fear like spread. That's why Sui-an very kind, very tactful. He always texts me separately. He's a very dear, caring, positive. I know already, but other people think I don't know. But you know about this.
But when they left, somebody commented, "Wow, now it's very good."
Oh, so, yeah. Okay, I commented. The weather all very good.
I have.
But don't get me wrong. The weather all turned very good. You know why or not? Yeah. Because after they left, all your fear, worry, your anxiety, your negative consciousness thought, no more. That's why the thing go back to normal. Understand? You can experience, you can feel like our normal retreat back. The weather all very good, everything will be good, everything will be good. You fall back into place. Before that, why cannot? Because the first night already cannot. Everybody, without saying out. You're not everybody have that. Then I told Sian, don't worry, we have a doctor here. Then he said, Janta hasn't arrived. Yeah, la, wait for him to arrive, then we let him decide. Chat him case so. Well, he came the next day, you remember? Which is very good. And he came, he straight away handled the quarantine one. Then we managed to get another room. At first, Pa Chan Sifu tell who, Pa Ma Sui, he can't tell me. He said, Pa Chan Sifu Pu Kei Fan. Four of us stay together. Oh. But I say, you come for retreat, you use other people, but be echo and flow on yourself. We cannot go all out and insist. No. Then we take the Anta's advice. Then luckily, everything fall into place. Then later, they manage to give them another room. Then we isolate. Then after that, the Zoom turned out to be a blessing. If without the Zoom, I tell you, this retreat, you're miserable. They come all the way, pay the money first day, hostage for the go home. Then Bodhisattva also cannot take. Luckily, Eng Li request from me. They all meant to be. It will fall into place. Then all this has to happen. The causes and conditions is already set. Understand? So before you come, the SOP was saying, everybody got in his mind, I believe, said, hopefully everybody okay, hopefully everybody negative. Yeah, that is your expectation. But the moment you come, first night somebody can, then that whole thinking, like disrupted. Just like Pama Sri organized. Organize, everything agree, then suddenly disrupted. That's why he said he got concerned because he actually, pardon me for saying, he actually po tai chi chui tai chi. He go and think what no? Worry for the temple no? Ni zuo fa zhan shi fu nan zuo, understand no? And so then the temple also worry in future they may not. All this is your thought project. Yeah. So today we make the offering, we apologize. Ajahn师父 said, 没事,没事. Because the virus has become normal. You also know, 平常, the one that spread fast and not so potent. So he said he want to try out another one, give us next year. See? So it can be resolved. But you don't want to project your thought and worry and create unnecessary unhappiness inside. Because this will create the condition for negative karma to arise. That's why at that time, I felt something not right. So normally I come, not like that one, the guy. No. Oh, yeah. Like a lot of things are going on. But meant to be. That's why I finally resolved. Then they go back also happy. We have a Zoom. Understand? Then whatever is a blessing in disguise for us to experience so that. You are every time smooth sailing, no problem. How you learn? You must have such thing. It's a test. It's a training. That is it. Ah, yeah. Gentle.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just speed up a bit. Radio. One week before the start, we were discussing how to solve the three exams, so doing the two tests and everything. So suddenly, Rajan was texting me, Janda, if suddenly somebody begins to copy how, so I said, just quarantine them. I think better send them down. They want to pay for the transport. I said, people intention coming here to do it. I said, just put aside, Then the side brother to ask me that day, you have a son? I will prepare again. I said, just give everybody keep it to the minimum.
Yeah. And I also told you all, let the person who come make the decision. Don't go and interfere. Understand? Because if they are still negative, also you ask them to go down. Because you are close contact. How can you do that? Understand? Let people decide. Then no misunderstanding. Understand? Then luckily, Sui An say, he called Ingvi, called 6:30, we will decide before tomorrow morning. So Stephanie, I met her from the room call. Then I said, Stephanie, how are you? He said, oh, okay. Then after that, you know what Stephanie told me? He said, Sui An Kong Lak Tem Pua must make decision. For me, okay, whatever decision, I also okay. You know why? He said, I kena COVID before. Recently only, he said, I immediately. So you must understand, let them decide, understand? They make their choice. You cannot project your thought and pray. No. You must do this, you must do that. Cannot. This one means rigid, out of fear, understand? You act out of fear. When you act out of understanding, it's like their life, let them decide. And that's like, if they don't know how to decide, you advise them. Just like later on, Suyan advised them. You stay back, positive, you have to quarantine 5 days. Luckily, you got Zoom. If no Zoom, you quarantine 5 days, retreat over already. You know? Must go back. That's why finally they decide to go back. And very good. Yeah? After they go back, you all have peace of mind. Everybody like, Mama Sui said, wow, thank God. Then you know, I went, wow, whether everything good. Already. That's why you must understand what I mean is no negativity on us. You know? Because of the consciousness, understand? Because everybody, even Manyan also worry, understand? Share room with India.
No, share
mic. Then become close contact. Then now she positive. India positive. But later on, when Manyan share, I tell her, why you worry? Asymptomatic, understand? But it seems later on, they told me got some fever. Started with fever, I think, but very mild. That's why she can zoom, she can come in and all those things. So this is what understanding will help you to resolve issues. Do not preempting. Take care of karma, karma, take care of everything. Meant to be will be. Why are you worried? There are a lot of causes and conditions behind karma that people cannot understand. So have faith. Have faith in your own nature. Your own karma, your own understanding, the virtue. Understand? Virtue protect. Don't worry. That's why we go spiritual tree, everything soon, sooner. You don't have to worry about this worry. So this is a very good learning, understanding. Yeah? But must we slowly, slowly straighten your understanding and improve. Yeah? You will become beautiful, don't worry. Yeah? You have done a lot and you are very sincere. The only thing is, your old way, like Jin Hao and Holland, you don't change. Very difficult to progress. But you have progress based on your reporting or your awareness, the story. Or this is very good. But then in between, when you can hear, actually it's the power of awareness, you know, let you hear people around do what. You know, this is sensitivity or awareness. But instead, the mundane mind, the habitual, the condition come out. Then the thought, tell you what, you think he's your good friend. This is a meditation hall. How can you talk here? Oh, then that one, with the hana, then cannot meditate, then come out. Oh, scoring. So it's okay. Learn from it. So understand. Then, like Shiva promised in future, she still want to organize. No problem. I will let her organize. Then she won't erupt again. She wants. This is good, determined. But how to do it, more important. Like I said, Paul, know how they do it. She don't have. So work on it. Understand? So for Paul, it's more simple. Except that she need to develop more understanding. Then she can straighten her view and rule. Yeah, the past is already gone. Understand? But it will condition you. Like the Buddha said, you are born of karma, heir to karma, condition. And you are what you are because of karma. So because of that, you accept. Understand? I am what I am because of karma. So now, from now on, I can change my destiny. Through Dhamma, through understanding, I straighten my view, I become different. Okay, finish. So it's... Oh, have I started? Okay, 5 minutes.
This is a short joke. So the very morning, me and Sui, so it's like, all of us got the COVID precaution. The three went down there, didn't get
it. Yeah.
So, so I felt bad. I said, then at the end, I said, no condition. So that's the
end of it. Also, before we finish, actually, you know why Karen and Tammy cannot? Because they're supposed to take the kucha, but they got health condition they cannot take. That's why Pama Suri said she's very confident, take kucha and the two tests, sure no problem. She's right. But being right doesn't solve your problem. Don't try to be right. Yeah, we don't know, they have their condition. So if you don't know, means like you don't have all knowing knowledge. And not to say they don't want to trust you to take your kucha, because their blood got problem. So when you understand this, that's why I finally understand, meant to be, understand? Otherwise this thing cannot happen. Then let you see how after 31st, the whole thing become different. That's why you must have faith. Your mind must settle down. Every time you got negative thought, unhappy, not peaceful, the karmic condition will arise. Then you will get into all sorts of funny things. We didn't do anything, but nature do its work. Yes, sir. So, continue. 5 minutes.
I'll make it very fast. Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank Ing Bi.
Yeah.
Her chanting was very good.
Oh, thank you.
It opened my heart.
Yeah.
Then the COVID situation, I managed to quieten my mind. Then it was
the understanding already. Very good. Yeah. So, I realize she's more calm now. She's not like calm and irritable. How are COVID? No, never calm.
Yeah, you said, the four of them are going to be quarantined together. the abbot, the administrator here says cannot give another room.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, that's odd. Anyway, nothing to do with me. I'm not the organizer, so don't need to bother.
Yeah.
So that was okay.
That is good training.
Then I have this problem of hearing.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. I sit there. I can't hear you.
Yeah.
Then I sat here, and then I sat down. And actually, before that, in during MCO, I've been practicing. You say I've been cultivating.
Yeah.
We call it practicing.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I already got a very peaceful.
Yeah. Settled mind.
And I have this awareness because I also attend other retreats
at
home.
Yeah.
So I got this awareness. So I was listening to Man Yuan and very good. I can hear her very clearly.
Yeah.
sitting over this side. And then I could feel the rise and fall.
Very clear.
It just goes on and on by
itself.
So I had, but at home it was just for a short while, maybe about 1 hour or so.
Mm-hmm.
But here it's not bad. The whole period, the whole day, I can sit down. The other retreats, I can't sit down here. I've listened to this already. Okay.
Last time problem. I didn't listen to this already. Then shut off myself.
Yeah, then I can listen. Then after I could pick up, although she went so very fast, I could pick up, okay, this one I heard before. This one is new. And these are the, then I remembered you mentioned, it was mentioned in there that, that's the mindfulness.
Yeah.
So I didn't know. I thought that was samadhi. because it's stable.
Yeah.
Then after a while, it became very quiet. No.
Oh, sadhu.
So it was very quiet all the way. You know?
That one is a free mind. Yeah.
Then when the thought comes, it comes after that.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You know why? Because if he can listen and have that kind of calm state, it's a free mind, and it's not in concentration. So if you continue with that, you will progress further.
Yeah, you kept saying my walking was bad.
Yeah. I can see. No, you were thinking. You were thinking.
So I spoke to
you're not natural.
I talked back with her.
Yeah, you're
she
not
said,
natural.
You just relax.
Ah, relax and you be natural. Ah.
Then I have to thank my man. Okay,
yeah.
I will walk.
Yeah.
No, you don't like to see walking. I still walk.
No problem. You can walk, but bowing all you can do. But whether you're mindful or not, my nature can see you. Understand? I can know. But most of the time, I don't say anything until the condition. Because some people may not be happy or may not like it. That's why sometimes I say, pardon me if I use this word. Understand? Because you have to understand everyone is different. Some are sensitive. Very good, Ijan. Very good. Sadhu.
Okay, that's it.
Ah, good.
I will thank everybody.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I will thank Padma Suri, and I was the one talking to disturb her.
Oh, no wonder. Oh, okay, okay. So you can have goreng.
Just got up and went off, and then I shared some hand signs, so I don't know what she meant.
Oh, very good. Luckily, hearing not good. Oh, that is good. Sadhu. Tong hai mo tong. Cannot understand hand sign.
And thank you, Virgil, for untiringly you have been saying explaining everything over and over. I mean, it's a lot of tough trouble, and even during the MCO, you got the Zoom go okay
so that
we can continue.
Correct.
Dharma.
Yes.
Thank you, and thank you for all the people who helped with IT with the TikTok.
Sadhu. Yeah, rejoice. Sadhu. That's why you must have more and more of this rejoicing, mudita, fasi singa, then gratitude. When you have this mind, you have done it. Yeah.
Thank you very much. She was trying to explain things to me. Then I only see this portion. I see this other portion. I only see the Paticca Samubbada, only that bit.
Sadhu.
Thank you.
Let's rejoice. I think we will do the closing puja then.
The YouTube.
Oh, the YouTube explanation, Sui need fire up. Because a lot of things you can access.
I think, as a party shot, originally wanted to take you guys through it as well to connect to Zoom so that you can see the screen. But anyway, I'm recording the Zoom session, so it's okay. I'll just go through it on my computer. If you can see, it's fine. You can see the recording later. So what Chin Hao has done is that he has created a page on GrowDeal.com. So if you go to other files, under repository, other files, retreat talks, and then if you click on it, you will see a list of all the retreat materials. There is from 2013 until 2022. So 2022 has one page on its own. If you click on it, it will open up the page where Brother Chin Hao has compiled all the materials, the textbooks that we use, the program. It's all here. And then he has done all the recordings listed in a table format, audio MP3 on the first column, and then the day and time that was recorded, followed by YouTube. And also the word of the YouTube title would be high-level outline of what was discussed. If it can't fit in one line, we will have subsequent headings below, like fire sermon, Paticca Samuppada, or whatever we found interesting. If we miss anything and you think it's important, do take note of the timing. We might want to crop a mini video out of it, and then we'll put the title in there as part of the outline to help other readers. And then there's also the photo of the whiteboard for each session. Before we wrap off, we have put the photo in there. Okay. Then if you go to YouTube, if you search youtube.com, you'll come to a page. We notice that the playlist function is under utilized. So if you click on playlist, you will see compilation, like many talks that are of the same topic strung together into one list. So there are two that we want to highlight. There's a Heart Sutra 2020. There are 100 videos in this playlist. It covers the whole Heart Sutra over 8 months. So we highly recommend that if you need thorough revision.
Yeah, each of the videos is take about 2 hours, is it? So it's not mini YouTube. It's a full videos.
Yeah. Every Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday class for 8 months. It's strung together in 100 videos. Then for this retreat, we have a retreat talk playlist So it's still work in progress. Like today's video, we haven't put it up there. So we'll probably take another 2 or 3 days to get it organized, but it will all be strung together so you can listen from the first day until the last day.
There's one more thing I want to highlight is that when we send out the YouTube, I notice a lot of people, they will just click on the pictures of the WhatsApp. When you click on the picture of the WhatsApp, which is YouTube, it will only display the video on the WhatsApp. Okay, whereas what you should do is that you should click on the hyperlink. Okay, the hyperlink, because it will direct you to the YouTube app. Okay, with the YouTube app, you were able to see the more detailed information, whereby when you're able to click the more, you will see the MP3, you know, all the links, the reference, and whatsoever. Okay, which you can't see in the WhatsApp if you click on the video alone.
Yeah. Okay.
Hyperlink. The hyperlink. Okay, that's how where you're able to download the MP3. All right, and also refer to any of the notes or books and with the hyperlinks in the YouTube.
And for some of the videos, we created chapters so you can jump straight to the chanting.
Yeah.
But you only can see these details of the video when you click it using the blue color words instead of the picture of the YouTube. And then you click show more details.
And that's really have to thanks to Sister Sophie, because she make a lot of efforts to itemize. This is like itemized in the YouTube, whereby when you click on referring to a certain part that you like, you click on that, you will straight away go to the particular portion.
Okay, anything else?
We've covered.
Okay, let us rejoice and transform our rates, then we finish. After that, we have to keep our thing now. We are no more coming back. We have to don't worry about late sleep. Tomorrow, no need so early. You can 6:30. The breakfast 6:40. The breakfast is 6:40.
7:30.
Breakfast 7:30. Morning exercise 6:40. You guys still at this 7. They have a good rest. Your driver, especially driver, must do. They have a good rest. No need to hurry. Then we take our time, have our breakfast, then final cleaning and packing. So today, spend a bit more time, maybe until 10:30 or what. Clean, wrap up everything, put back properly. Then we clean the whiteboard, everything. Yeah. Okay. I also have to pack my things. So we also have to pack. Then
One announcement about our blanket, the bed sheet and the pillowcase. Fold it, and I will prepare some plastic bag outside room 207. Don't bring down because tomorrow they have a lot of guests coming in. So put outside room 207. The helpers will come out to help to bring down and send to the laundry.
Outside.
Then after we leave, put in after room 207 is empty, so you put everything inside.
Yeah.
Because they are packing, they have to clean their room first. So you leave it inside 207, then they will come and help us to bring down and send to the laundry.
Yes. No. The plastic bag will be there. The plastic bag will be at 207. You go and get the plastic bag, put your thing, then leave it outside there. Understand? Then when the 207, the 207 room people all shift out already, then we can bring the bag in.
We have 13 minus 2, so 11 people online.
Wow.
Yeah. Brother Chi Wei, Sister Amy, Miss Lee, Sister Joyce, Sister Karen, Sister Mi Fong, Sister Bo Ching, Sister Stephanie, Sister Susan, Brother Sui An, Sister Tammy.
Sadhu.
And then I have messages here. Sister Joyce was saying Sadhu, Padma Suri and all involved with hands folded and
Sadhu.
And then she mentioned Brother Teo, Sadhu, can I share a bit only if there is time?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Joyce, so
Joyce,
come in.
You got permission.
Joyce, come in. Joyce, are you there?
Good evening, Brother Teo.
Oh, Sadhu, nice to hear your voice after.
Good evening, everyone. Sadhu, you all are very fortunate to be able to be there in person, which I do not have the karma, the affinity to do
that.
And I think I just want to say a few very light-hearted story. If everyone is interested to hear them.
Yeah, sadhu.
All right. I think you all know that I was on my way up to Cameron Highlands.
Yes, yes.
2 days ago,
mm.
And I was pretty sure I would be there, you know. Mm. And I was quite determined that I want to be there.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, halfway through, it was very nice of Brother Ting to highlight a few things to me, and I thought that my husband should know about it.
Yeah.
And I did tell him, I said, oh, by the way, they actually have a COVID case there. I wasn't very worried about that, but I thought that for him to drive me all the way to Cameron Highlands, and just to drop me off, I think not many husbands can do that.
Yes,
so
yes,
I should be very appreciative.
Yeah, very
so
appreciative.
I think sometimes the truth should be, you should have some harmony in the family.
Yes, harmony. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, so there's a COVID test, a COVID case now. So the first reaction is, oh my God, my husband. I don't think you should go.
Oh, no wonder.
I said, oh, okay. So, what shall we do? Janta is waiting for me in Ipoh. the kind of thing. And he says, no, I don't think you should go. I said, okay, no problem.
Mm.
No go. Never mind. No issue. No issue. Yeah. As much as I would say, I want to go.
Yeah.
But I say, nah, okay, no worries, you know. But he did his part, I should do my part.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you know what happened? Now, this is the nice part about it. The Sankara, all the works of it. We went to Ipoh.
Yeah.
We actually went to Ipoh. Since we're already halfway through, right? So we tell it. Okay, I said, okay, let's just go to Ipoh. We just go and eat and walk around. And I said, okay, fine. That's suitable. I'm quite happy with that.
Yeah.
And mind you, we all have, we went for our coffee. We went for our toast bread.
Oh, that's good.
Misha was driving. And then we went shopping.
Wow, sad.
And while I was shopping, Clifford was very nice. He said, hey, here the things are not quite cheap. So maybe you would like to have a look at it. I said, yeah.
Wow.
Sure. That's my specialty.
Yeah.
and I'll tell you this very funny situation.
Mm.
I was shopping. I was very happy.
Yeah.
I was buying. I was very happy.
Yeah.
But at the back of my mind, wow, if I was in the retreat, this would not happen.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in the retreat, this would not happen. But it's
it
felt so good having to do shopping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It felt so good, you know. But at the at the same breath, you can also, I can also, I also kind of like aware of the fact that, you know, the benefits and the non-benefits and so it's kind of like you're dealing with a duality of satisfactory and non-satisfactory.
No, it's actually is it.
Yeah.
Out of concern, love, and compassion for Clifford, he must not go. They say, in order not to have misunderstanding, and so on, we are just sacrifice, echo and flow. And now I got something to add, Joyce, then you will understand. I actually didn't worry about all this. So I want to text to Padmasuri that you are coming up. Then I include that group. We all got Brother Teo and family and Brother Teo and family, so that I don't have to text so many, so that my wife know, my daughter know, that Brother Teo know. Ratio not supposed to know. Then she saw, she out of concern, sent that question statement. Then I find it very good. I said, this is good. Then what I did was, I forward to Jayan Paro. Then down there, I put, please advise Joyce appropriately or accordingly. Means based on his medical background, I was saying, if Brother Teo right was not enough, add something. And I said, then only like inform Joyce. Then after that, I want to let you know what I did, means how I informed Jayanta. So I click and forward now. But the second statement, accordingly, Jayanta's name not there, we are sent by me. So when Joyce received, she thought, because Brother Tim was concerned, I said, she thought Brother Tim was supposed to advise her accordingly. So I knew it. I said, meant to be, never mind, see how. Then luckily, I saw on the WhatsApp, Joyce were having the like want to write thing, you can see on oh, very long, cannot come out. Then after that, I think 5 or 10 minutes later, oh, don't worry, we decide not to go there because for Clifford's sake, you know, see, meant to be, turn out beautiful. Huh? So Joyce, sorry, I make that mistake.
Oh no, not at all, Brazil.
No. I should have actually made it Brazil or something to add.
Actually, that message was I saw Brother Teo's message while I was sitting here doing meditation.
Oh, sadhu.
So it's something
inside there.
Inside, you know, it's out of sincere concern.
What the help?
You must follow this.
Yeah, follow this very follow minimum this SOP.
Yeah.
Because she told her she's staying in the hotel outside.
Yeah.
So Brother Tim just say mask, understand or not? Then wash your hand. Then be careful. So these are very direct and very good.
I also end the message with the rest is nature's course.
Correct, yes.
That's nature. Like.
Yeah, correct. That's why
sorry, no negativity out of this. Yeah.
don't worry.
Not to worry, Brother. I truly appreciate the SOP.
Yeah.
The actual reason is that I think as a wife and as a mother, and I should do my duty.
Yes.
Worried, I don't want to go there and he go back home and he's worried.
That worry is so much at home.
Yeah. Even though I got COVID,
dry down.
Hmm. And no joke, nevertheless, I want to thank everybody, Padmasri, for organizing this. I'm so sorry, Padmasri. I wish I could be there, and also for all those involved in this Zoom where we are again. I mean, I used to organize Zoom, but now I'm the one attending the Zoom. That is very nice for a change. Definitely, in some ways, this Zoom retreat has benefited me in certain areas because I wasn't in the Zoom most all the time, but on certain days, because my brother-in-law from the UK is in town. But thank you, Brother Teo, for giving us this opportunity, especially to Zoom in live, which is very important. Mm-hmm. And also to thank Sui, Tracy, and Chin Hao. And of course, the main organizer, Padmasri, Sui An, and all those. I have been there, so I know. Great job, everybody. Yeah, so have a safe trip back home tomorrow. Yeah,
yes, thank you.
Okay,
the other thing, we must also thank Sampo Temple because they subscribe for the Wi Fi.
Oh, really?
The Wi Fi last time, the signal here very bad. Before I come out, Padmasri told me, I said, cannot have a deal, the signal also go. So I know where we came before, no signal. Then I told Pak Masuri earlier, actually, I said, check whether they got account or not. If they got account, the Wi-Fi is fast enough. When my house one is just the Unify. Then somehow we didn't get the thing established. So Pak Masuri said, cannot another till then no signal. Because she don't know the password. So because of that, we didn't know there were Wi-Fi. So it turned out to be a blessing indeed. That's why your parami is very good. Because of the Zoom, the Wi-Fi, we should thank some Po so that all this become possible. That's why I said meant to be will be.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Develop the faith, accord and flow, resolve, and resolve issue, move on, act according to wisdom, understanding, then be sensitive. Don't force a situation. If the way I share, I say you must remember, you must sit, you think you will attend my class. Because for me, I established Kaya Metta shape is because of what? So that you can go any Buddhist society, you can attend any Buddhist activity. You don't have to identify, oh, I present to you and I cannot go to yours. So a lot of these things, when you understand, you will have the flexibility to accord and flow and develop with understanding. So thank you so much, Joyce. Sadhu.
Welcome. Sadhu. And yeah, have a good night, everybody.
Okay, we share merit, we transfer merit now. Akasata Jabumata Devanaga Mahindika Punyantan Anumoditwa Jirakantu Lokasasana Ipawata Chamhi Sampadang Punya Sampadang Sampe Deva Anumodantu Sabha Sampati Sisidhyam Dibang Mena Dibang Hotu Sukita Onkunyatayo Dibang Mena Dibang Hotu Sukita Onkunyatayo Dibang Mena Dibang Hotu Sukita Onkunyatayo Devo Satu Kalena Sasa Santati Eto Cya Eto Bawa Dolo Kosya Raja Bhagavaniko Ibina Punya Kamina Mame Bala Samangamo Sada Samangamo Hotu Yawa Nivana Bajira Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, pay homage mindfully with the faith Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva and all the great beings in nature.
Respect.
My daughter say, pay respect to me. Okay. Yeah.
Second bow. Third bow.
Sadhu. So I have sent my pure wish. May it arise a causes and condition for you all to realize your good and noble wishes. And may you walk the path of Dharma sincerely with faith and persevere so that you can also realize these beautiful teachings.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Okay.
We forgot something to ask for forgiveness or do it tomorrow.
刚才不是做了吗? 跟法章师父, 你 include my name 吗? 做了。Yeah, 做了。 因为你 include my name 吗? 跟 brother deal, 我做了。 otherwise我站住了, 我不敢做上来了。 But don't worry. All those who have the Dhamma, they will have forgive. As long as you ask, it neutralized straight away. But don't worry, as Karamita, very unlikely you will do that type of thing. But don't worry, it's good practice, off and on. Whomsoever has a decent past, knowing the unknowing, ask for forgiveness. Yeah, that one can also include all the great beings, enlightened beings. Okay.
Sister Susan sent a message. Sadhu, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayana Mita, like to express my sincere gratitude to you for opportunity to zoom in on the sessions. Much understanding had arisen over the days. Most importantly were the little realizations and awakening to the Dharma. It certainly opened my heart to the truth and the right way. Sadhu,
sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Okay, we can pack now. Okay.